like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
We want to warn you that some of what you will hear is explicit.
The Don and Mike Show. Love sat alone in a boggy marsh. Totally motionless except for her heart. Mud flowed up in a lump's pajamas. She totally confused all the passing piranhas. She's up. She's in my head. Look out.
Hi.
She might be.
Welcome to our show.
Okay, Mike, your vacation.
Lots of different things happen on my vacation. What I do at Christmas time is kind of the part-time dad thing. And what I did was the same thing I did last year, where I took my kids down. When I say I covered the whole state of Florida, I took my kids down to Orlando because we had such a great time at Universal Studios last year. They wanted to go back. And I said, if you want to go back, my kids, 10 and 8, Catherine and Elizabeth, are... maybe it's because they've traveled a lot. They've traveled with me. When I was married, they traveled with my ex-wife and I, and they're just seasoned travelers, and they're good at it. And I don't like to, you know, knock other people's kids, but there are certain kids in airport situations, if anybody did a lot of flying during the holiday, that really look like they take some sort of, Vivarin before they get into an airport, and they're bouncing off the walls. I'm flying down without anything to read, and I look over, and my kids reach into their little carry-on bags and take out their books.
Do you still rub like Jack Daniels on their gums?
No, don't have to do that anymore. You know, there's no need it. And that was Tylenol PM. But no, I'm kidding, of course. But they sit there and they reach down and they both pull out their books. And for the entire flight down to Orlando, they're reading their book. They look like an executive for a Fortune 500 company as you're sitting there. You know, they're grown-ups that don't behave like this.
Amen
on planes.
To that. Yeah.
And I'm kind of looking at them, and I almost missed the days when there was almost a needier type of child.
No, you don't.
Where I have more interaction. And they were just happy as clams, and they're great, great kids. But I have, you will be happy to know, a new hate. I have a new category of person.
Who?
And I'm not, I don't mean to, like, lay a slam on an entire country.
Do it.
But it's the Brits.
Oh, why now?
Let me tell you what happened. This is what happened to me down in Universal. I get that first week, which is really before most people get their Christmas break. So we get an extra week. And when you're down there, they start coming in about 2 days after I get there. That's when they went. But the Brits, apparently, are like taking over Orlando. And I bumped into more pushy Phil Collins shaved head soccer thug MFers when I was down there, and they were all, and I couldn't believe it, they how badly behaved these people were. We're in the ride for the, I guess it's one of those log flumes, and I don't know what the name of the ride was, but we're standing in line, and these people come up, and they all have this, oh, hello, that's all you know. You can't even understand them because they're all sounding like, and I guess maybe it's because they're in America and they're at a theme park and they're really excited, but they're bumping into me, and they bump into me like four times, and then there were other loud, and every time I came across, you don't think of this, you think in Britain, you think, you know, tea and crumpets, more civilized, you don't think of this, but no, you know what the real thing is? Soccer hooligans. That's what they, you know, men and women, and all the men had shaved heads, all the men had the Phil Collins look, and they're all sitting there going, no, but I was just, oh, yes, of course you have it, but you know, Billy, but you get, and this lady's like catching me with this pointy little elbow, and I almost smacked her, and my kids are looking at me and said, Dad, calm down. I said, well, they're bothering me a little bit. I want to go on the log flume ride too. Hello. So that's my new hate. I don't like British people.
All right,
but the Universal Studios was fantastic, and it's a drag because, you know, I get 4 to 5 quality days with my kids, and then I get a, you know, I'm using this as kind of a bargaining chip, like for future Christmases that I will have. Next year, I think I'm going to have my kids at Christmas and be with them
right.
on the holiday. But it's a drag. You know, Laura flies down, picks the kids up at the airport, and then, you know, flies back. And it's just, you get reminded all over again that, you know, that you are the big D, the big divorced. And, you know, you sit there. And so, you know, I get a little choked up whenever I see them leaving because I know they're going up to Christmas. So. But I'm all on my own, and it's like what I like to call drinking time.
Can I just have 30 seconds? I forgot this great awkward moment. The night that we were having dinner on the ship with the captain. Now, the people at the table that we ate with every night on the ship, after like the first night, I explained to them about what happened with Frida.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt weird saying, my wife and I did this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still wearing my wedding ring, and I'm sitting there with Bart, and I just thought, oh, I wonder what these people would think. So anyway... When we sat down, one of the first things that the captain said is, have you been on a lot of cruises? And I said, yes, my wife and I. And then right away, I said, let me just say something. I don't want to oog everybody out, but just tell you, I'm going to mention my wife. I said, and I feel weird about this. She passed away about 6 months ago. My son and I are out. I said, I just didn't want anybody at the table to think that I'm like one of these, like, you know, deadbeat dads. Like, I dumped my wife and got, like, a trophy bride or something, and I'm here with my kid. I said, okay, that was it. That's it for me. Anyway, and then the next couple, now they're newlyweds, right? They've been married 3 days. 3 days, and I know this because they had been in this on-ship newlywed game that I saw. She shoots me a look when I say this thing about being a deadbeat dad. I'm like, what's going on? Well, as it turns out, even though their age difference was not very dramatic, the guy starts saying, well, I understand how it is with kids. After all, from my previous marriage, I've got a 17-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 12-year-old, and fortunately, Missy here is best friends with my ex-wife. And then she says, well, we're not exactly best friends. And it was like just the total wrong thing for me to say at the time.
I knew, but there was an age difference with them?
Here's the thing.
What's that like? No, I'm sorry.
Not as much as you might.
Right. You know, I might be a record holder.
She was obviously a little younger, but he didn't look like... Now, that's the other... this is your time. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of old guys. I mean, like, old guys like Getty old. Like,
right.
You know, like, you know, like 80-year-old guys.
Right.
Like 25-year-old chicks.
Right. Really?
On the boat.
On
yeah.
the boat?
Yeah, there's a lot of that happening.
That's what you were
talking
about.
But anyway, it was embarrassing. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, the you know, it is, holidays are, you know, God almighty, nothing compared to what you've gone through. But ever since, you know, everything happened this year, it's gotten me thinking about family. And I decided about probably a week or two before we were going to go on break that I was going to surprise my mom and fly up to Boston without telling anybody.
Ooh.
So this, you know, Carla, my girlfriend Carla, really... the strangest thing about my relationship, and everybody knows the age difference and everything, the strangest thing that I would never have predicted is the person that she has bonded with the most in this relationship is my 85-year-old mother. And
good.
Go figure, I don't get it, but she gets along
It's the granddaughter your mom's never had.
Oh, yeah. Well, that comes to, that'll come into play also when I get down to my place in Florida. But before, Carla comes down on the day before Christmas Eve, and we decided that we would fly out across the state, fly out of Fort Lauderdale at 8 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Day, and we planned the whole thing out. I said, "What I'm going to do is I'm going to get the cab to take us to my sister's house, drop us off at the end of the street, and then when we start walking in, we get about halfway down the street. I'm going to call their house like I do every Christmas, and it's like, how's the weather down there, and how's everything going? And I've got it all pretty well timed, and the flight was great, and we got up there on time. It was fun until we hit the cab driver in Boston, who literally." Literally. I've been with cab drivers where there's broken English. This gentleman did not speak English. How this guy got a cab license is beyond me. I'm not sure what country he was from, but I'm thinking Ghana might be accurate.
Okay.
And I get in the cab, and the first thing I say to him is, I want to go to Lexington, Massachusetts. I have the street address, but I don't know exactly how to get there because I haven't been there enough times to know.
Right.
So you might want to call your guy. And he turns around and he nods. And he goes, And I didn't realize when he nodded, he didn't know. He knew one thing. He knew Lexington, Massachusetts. And he assumed, probably like every other person that comes along in the cab, that I'm going to walk him in, I'm going to puppet him into the, you know, right into the driveway. But I didn't know where the hell I was going. I knew, you know. So this guy, an hour and a half later, this is about a half an hour max, half an hour cab ride. I do remember that. It's a drive to the airport. That's a long pace. It's an hour and a half. And I'm, you know, I've got the whole thing where I'm planning this surprise. I'm getting antsy for this. I'm ready to kill this guy. I'm really, really, I mean, he made me angrier than the Brits.
Merry Christmas.
It's just, and I said, do you know, did you do what I said, which was to call and get directions? He goes, and he gets out this book that's the size of, like, Yellow Pages, and it's a book with all these streets. And all it is streets. Mm-hmm. And he pages through this. He says, this road right here, this is the road. I said, yeah. And he goes, he stops, pulls the cab over, hands me the book. And all the book, now I don't know how to use the stupid cabbie book, because all it is a bunch of streets with no directions. It's just, it has a street and then another street. I would assume that might be the cross street. And then like a mile or two. But I'm trying to decipher this thing. And then I just take a guess and I say, well, go that way. And we got lucky and we were able to, I finally recognized the landmark. Otherwise, I'd still be up there driving around in Boston with this guy going, and shoving the book in my face. We, at one point during this whole thing, we pulled over to ask some guy on the street. And, you know, really, nowadays, in present-day America, nobody knows where the hell they are, because this guy went, you know, it's right in the middle of this small town. I said, do you live here? He goes, yes. I said, can you tell us how to get to da-da-da street? Boy, I'm like, I mean, we're in the city limits. I'm like, does anybody effing know how to get? I don't live here. I don't live here.
Did you surprise your mom the way you wanted to?
I did. It was a home run. It was better than I could have imagined, because we get halfway down the street and it's a small, unpopulated street she lives on, and I hear a car and I'm like, oh man, somebody did a run out to the convenience store or something. We're gonna get busted. I said to Carla, just turn away and pretend like we're vagrants. I'm just walking up the sidewalk.
Put your head in my lap, darling.
She said, so it's not, and the car goes all the way down almost to my sister's driveway and then takes a left. So the plan is solid. I get on the phone and I'm like, hey, how you doing? How's the weather up there? Oh, it's actually rainy. It's going to be a rainy day. I said, yeah, well, can I speak to her? You know, they always know I want to talk to my mom. So like, yeah, we'll put my mom on the phone. So I get on the phone. And the best part of it, this was the best part. I've never gotten this on Christmas when I've talked to her. When I've called her from where I am, she actually was down, and she said it. She said, I don't know, for some reason I'm a little down this year. And I'm like, I'm looking at Carla just going, this is perfect. She's down. She's in a major depression. This is just perfect. So we're walking in, and I'm having the conversation with her. Like, you know, I just wish one year I'm going to try to get up there. I know it's been 5 or 6 years since I've had Christmas with you guys, and you know, it's just kind of tough. And she goes, yeah, well, maybe you can do that. It's okay. We'll do it at some point. I said, how is the weather down there? Great. And as she says that, I'm walking into the kitchen. I said, yeah, it's about 70 degrees, and I see my brother-in-law and my sister, and everybody goes, and you know how you know you've hit a home run. The waterworks, and she bursts into tears, and I'm just, and then my sister, who doesn't show emotion a lot, she bursts into tears, and then Carla bursts into tears, and I'm just
down.
Mike's home.
Yeah, man, if you know, it's just, if you, it was a very, very good move. Yes, it was a pain in the ass getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, driving a car, you know, driving an hour and a half to the airport and get there. But it was really,
oh, that's great.
It's not a bad day to travel, actually, too. And you know, you were asking about the restaurants on Christmas. Mm-hmm. Well, I think the Jews have found the airport too. Yeah, absolutely, because they're really there were more. I think there were more yarmulkes on our flight than I've ever seen in one place before. It was, yeah, because it was Christmas Day, and
right.
I guess people were traveling back east. But it was really, it's the best thing I think I've done, you know, within my own family in about about a decade, you know,
right,
outside of like putting everybody through things with divorces and, you know, getting drunk and yelling at my brother-in-law at parties. And so it was one in the wind column, you know. I'm not going to go so far as saying like I'm the black sheep of the family. I don't really think I am, but I have had moments where, you know, I haven't been at my very best.
You have a complex.
Nice to, I do have a complex. And in fact, in that I became aware of too, that I have this complex, and based on the reaction I got.
That is not your fault. That is your sister's fault. She has done that to
you. She tortured me when I was a small child. And but you know, if you ever had any questions about your standing in your own family, the whole waterworks thing, you know, convinced me. You know, hey, they really do think I'm all right.
They like me.
They really.
Damn.
It was cool.
Damn.
And you're sure they weren't tears of disappointment?
Well, you know, the other thing was I bought. I did what everybody should do on Christmas for a present. I sent my sister and my brother-in-law for Christmas a nice big piece of meat. And
it's always good.
Send meat. Send the gift that keeps on giving. I mean, I sent them a 16-pound rib roast. An
not
expensive.
Just not just a picture of a rib roast?
Not a picture. Not like she sent it to me. And you would have thought, you know, after I made the trip that someone might have been able to run out and buy some gifts for Carla and myself. But no. You know, and we got to work.
Now, where are you going to go on Christmas?
I'm kidding.
You go to 7-Eleven?
I'm kidding. I'm joking. Did you think I really meant that?
No, you know, where you go to Jumart.
Right there, open.
It was really very cool. And then it was the next day. I got back out and went back down to what I call camp, summer camp for the elderly, which is exactly what it is. I shouldn't feel this way, but I think because of the alimony payments that I've made over the years,
yes.
I'm not going to be able to retire. Don will be long since retired, and I'll still be like working in a 7-Eleven because of that. So I get a little jealous of these old people.
The retirees,
even though I shouldn't be jealous, they're you know, in many cases 30 to 35 years older than I am.
Right,
and there's no real reason for me to be jealous, but I can't help it. I feel like the freshman going with the upperclassmen like you did when you were in high school, and they don't do anything. They're not always totally welcoming, you know, because you just can't. Look, I own a place down there. I'm a member of their little thing, their little golf course down there. I can play. I pay. I'm a dues-paying member, but when I'm down there, I feel like an interloper. And maybe this is my complex again, but the fact is, they give you that vibe, the old people that are down there. And you get this, like, well, I'll be driving up like with a golf cart and right. trying to get around a guy, and you won't get to, yeah, just go over here. The guy will go, ah, and they'll, like, wave his arm at me. You know how old people are when we're just like, just moving around, come on. I got a lot of that move where they're sitting there, they're like, come on, get over here.
You selected that area to live, though, right?
I love golf, and it's a great golf course, but you're not going to go anywhere in that state, in that part of that state. You know, it's not going to be elderly free.
Right.
You know, and now more and more people are living longer and longer, and there are more of them down there, and they stay longer, and they don't go home for Christmas with their families.
They'll die.
They're down there. They don't like cell phones, and I know I don't like cell phones on the golf course either, but the one day that I was on, I was having a conversation with my business partner, John, and I was in the, and I was kind of caught up in this conversation. I thought I was far enough away, and I get there, and I go, okay, I'll see you later. And I hang up, and I look, and I got three guys, like, with an average age of 75, they're looking, giving me the death look. Like, and it's the head shake where they smile, and they kind of go, what an ass. What an ass. Look at that young whippersnapper. What an ass he is with his cell phone. You know, I'd really appreciate it if you do that over there, one of the guys said. And at this point, I got to make a decision. Do I alienate my... Because if you say anything, it'll go right through the golf course. Everybody will know what you've done.
Entire retirement community.
And they'll gang up on you.
Yeah.
But I really thought that this was... The whole theme of my vacation was making amends, you know, changing people's perception. I really haven't been plugged in to the community down there. So I said, one night, you know, and it doesn't...
I know that's what you said before you left. Was your one goal to plug yourself in to the Fort Myers, Florida community?
I go down... Please. I'm sitting in the pro shop, and the general manager comes in. He's a younger guy, and he looks at me, and he says, so, you gonna be a part of our gong show tomorrow night?
Oh, no.
And I'm like... I said, gong show? He said, yeah, do you have any appreciable talent? And then they listened to the show on the internet down there, so I was like, talent, I don't think so. And I said, well, you know, if you're really strapped for people, I could probably do my thing that I've been doing for little kids in my family for you know, 30 years, my Donald Duck sneeze. He's like, yes, yes, perfect, perfect, do your Donald Duck sneeze. I said, well, you know, maybe not. I said, no, please, sign up, we'll sign you up for it, and it'll be fun. Now, I think this is going to be a goofy, throwaway, not a legitimate talent competition. So we go over there, and really, I mean, if it's bad for me, it's bad for Carla, because, I mean, Carla is, you know, 20 years younger than I am, and I'm 30 years younger than all these other people, and it's a talent show, and I come in, and they say the gong show, and they bring up these 80-year-old people that are going to judge it.
What was the talent? Let's look at our first contestant, Arthur. His talent is breathing.
They get up there, and they get the judges, and I know as soon as I see the judges, I'm dead.
Yeah.
They have that look. And it's one of the guys that kind of gets you, come on. And he has that look on his face.
Let's welcome Joel. His talent is solid bowel movements.
But what I did was I compensated. I compensated by taking about 30 trips back and forth to the bar so that I really, really wouldn't care. And the talent show starts, and there are, I think, 15 acts that they have in this thing, and I'm number 5, and they have my name up there. This thing is really well organized, and when the guy brought his saxophone out to play his saxophone, I knew that I mean, really, one lady sang a song, another guy did like a whole stand-up thing, and they're laughing, and I'm looking over at Carl.
And your Donald Duck thing is like 5 seconds,
it's 5
right?
seconds. I'm like, I've been set up. I am so very, very screwed. And then this guy gets up and plays the piano. And he plays the piano really well.
I wonder who's kissing her now. I wonder who's kissing her now.
But they're trying, and they're really doing acts. And I'm sitting there going, I threw this away, and he's got me up on the board, and all I'm doing is the Donald Duck sneeze. So it occurs to me that, first of all, I need another beer before I'm going to do this. And second of all, I'm going to have to do... like pattern. No, I'm gonna have to do some shtick here, and I don't know what the hell to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I got up there after, I think I was either after the guy that told jokes or the guy that played the saxophone. I think it was after the guy that played the saxophone. And I got up there, and I see, I say, this is an act that has been making children in my family laugh. And he gives me this, like,
skit.
He gives me this huge intro, too. Like, this is probably going to be our best show of the night. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, I'm dying here. But the one saving grace, there was one table with some younger people, and they had kids. And I said, I need a volunteer from the audience. And so this kid comes up on stage, and I say, okay, what I want you to do is I'm going to hand you the imaginary pepper, and you throw the imaginary pepper in my face, and I'm going to sneeze like Donald Duck would. And you get kind of this is the you get this.
No,
like this little murmur of like saying, what the hell is going on? And so he takes the imaginary pepper, throws it in my face, and then I do the... And the kid, nothing.
Oh,
there's no. I mean,
no.
There's not even a. That, I think I heard that sound actually when it happened.
There was what I was looking for.
And I'm happy to say that it was so quick that I didn't get gonged because people wanted to see it. But I did receive the lowest scores of anybody. One lady, you know, they were handing out 9s and 10s to everybody.
What'd you get?
I got a 5 from the very first lady, and I think one person gave me a 7. My total score was 19, but then I was I drowned my sorrows.
You call a little kid up. I need a child from the audience. Okay, Johnny, tell me. Have you ever noticed how Donald Duck doesn't wear pants? No. You know what happens when Donald Duck gets very excited?
Do you like gladiator movies?
All right, I'm going to give you the imaginary vibrator.
It was, you know, hey, you know what? I'm plugged in now.
Yeah.
Because people remembered me from that night. Like, hey, saw you last night, huh? And the whole thing turned around.
At the retirement community.
Except for... When I made the wrong turn on the golf course, you know what a shotgun start is, where everybody starts out on a different golf hole.
Correct.
And I went around the entire golf course when the hole was right there. I wouldn't have had to go anyway. And I was coming up the fairway as the old guys were getting ready to tee off, and that was a big time. Okay, come on, move it along, move it. Here I am, the village idiot once again, whippersnapper. So I took myself out of contention.
I keep thinking of the place you have, Florida, and the only thing I think is where Jerry Seinfeld's parents live.
Right. Del Boca Vista West.
And where George Costanza's parents moved on Seinfeld. That's what I picture.
I got a next door neighbor that's in his late 50s. I think. Well, there you go. So, I mean, that's pretty good.
Older.
They call
I'm going to get older. Yeah. I'm going to get older. So, I mean, it's going to be great when I... Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
not if I did what I did last night.
Okay, time out.
Yes.
Time out. You saw Dick Clark.
I saw Dick Clark. New Year's Eve was... Not only do we have bad service at the place we went, but it was depressing to watch it. It was one of those deals. Somebody should have told the Clark family, hey, please, stay home.
Did you see it?
I did see it, yes.
Did you see it, Robbie?
I T-boated
it. Okay. I'm the only guy that didn't see it.
Well, when you hear it, you will know why. The number one thing people are saying to me about this is now people will remember him for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not his incredibly illustrious broadcasting career.
Right.
America's teenager. They're going to remember this guy.
Okay.
And that's the most depressing thing of all. But how as depressing as it is...
How much am I
going to
like it?
You are going 100%. To... There is no... Listen, regardless of how you feel about inappropriate laughter and inappropriate times, this is just... I have to make this statement. You cannot not laugh at this.
Right.
It's impossible. At the same time, while going, oh, who told him to do this? You just can't. It's, you know, okay. It's better than, it really makes Kirk Douglas pale in comparison.
When I watched it, it was like 9 o'clock on New Year's morning,
mm-hmm.
and I was really wishing we could do a midday show that day.
Yes.
I mean, really wanted to talk about it right
then. My first thought was of you.
Well, listen, I know that we're way behind because every other radio show has probably already played this. They were here last week. We weren't. I've not seen it. I've only heard about it, so bear with me.
One other thing I just wanted to say. Joe Ardinger went to my restaurant over the Christmas break, and I want to thank him for that. And I think he left richer than he arrived because he borrowed $100 from my business partner.
Wow.
Now, he gave it to me. He gave it to me when I came in today.
That's a good dinner. Can I borrow $100, please?
I guess Joe was surprised by the number of people that showed up. He had a little bit of party, but I'm glad he's in there. Hey, it's a lot better than forgetting I'm halfway home.
Yes.
You know, he's going there now.
That's right. So,
I'm halfway home.
It was my Christmas miracle.
And it should be stated that that's not standard policy at your restaurant.
Loaning people $100.
Exactly.
Not exactly.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Tony Perkins has gone coast to coast to California's capital, Sacramento. Hi, Tony.
Good morning, Duke. Good morning, everybody. We got a crowd of people here. I don't know if they're here for Good Morning America, for Rail Fair 99, or the nationally syndicated Don and Mike radio shows in town today. These folks are excited.
The Don and Mike Show. Just drink the juice they give you. The Don and Mike Show.
Really from the news, Bill Cosby goes down to New Orleans to give a pep talk to some of the Katrina victims.
Very good.
My man.
Ladies and gentlemen, you had the highest murder rate unto each other. You were dealing drugs to each other. You were impregnating our 13, 12, 11-year-old children to each other. What kind of village was it?
The Don and Mike Show.
That's nice. That would do it.
Yeah.
That would make you feel good.
That's the cause. Trying to... But pick people up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was a pep talk, Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. How's it? The Don and Mike Show.
Now, Bill Cosby, Dave, is worth hearing one more time. Because you have to get this visual. He's standing in front of a group of people. You know, generally speaking, I don't disagree with a lot of the stuff that Bill Cosby says, like about backwards hats and a lot of the stuff he said. In a weird way, I believe what he's saying is, you know, parents should take responsibility for raising their own kids.
Yeah, I mean, he's been doing that an awful lot.
Yeah, but he's got that old man thing where now he's half-cocked all the time. So he's standing there in front of, like, people who are seriously living in tents.
Right.
And they're in New Orleans because they've got nowhere else to go.
That's where
he's preaching.
And they've had some entertainers come down,
mm-hmm.
and he's standing like what appears to be like in a park area, and they're surrounding him. And these people, you can tell, are looking at him with love and affection.
Of course.
He's Cliff Huxtable.
Thanks for coming down. Now, how about a pep talk so we can get on with our lives and rebuild our devastated area?
And this is what he says.
Ladies and gentlemen, you had the highest murder rate unto each other.
Thank you, Bill.
You were dealing drugs to each other.
Thank you, Bill.
You were impregnating our 13, 12, 11-year-old children. To each other.
Thank you.
What kind of village was it?
Hey.
Thanks for coming down to visit. Thanks for coming down to visit us.
I feel pretty good about going back into the tent now.
Imagine that. Bill Cosby just told you that.
Well, he's been saying that all over the country.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
What he does. Do you think he's going into the old man thing where now it's going to be all the time?
Yeah, it just gave me the red ass because
right.
he's yelling at these people
yeah.
who have got nothing.
Pretty bad.
I mean, it's one thing if he wants to put on that whole I'm a doctor, a professor thing and go to some college
mm-hmm.
and scream about how kids should wear their baseball caps frontwards. All right, I'm down with that, I guess.
You know? Don't understand me. Who are you to talk down to me? You don't give raggots and rolls and reason hazards.
Just an old man. But, you know, sometimes old people, this is just an awful segue, I got no way to get out of this, they're not always annoying. Sometimes they're amusing.
Yeah, of course.
Let me try my mother-in-law real fast. She emailed me a story that from the Ocean City area... where she lives. But I think...
A tale?
I think it's true. And it might be something we could even follow up on, like with a how about that or isn't that something. You know, she's gotten pretty good at not sending me...
Everything.
Every piece of junk email, like, you know, with Bart Simpson having sex with Snoopy, you know. Where you open it
she
up.
She sends you pictures, too?
Well, you know, if she gets...
The crazy cartoons?
The cell.
Okay, hold on. She's not there. Hold on. I'll give her one more shot. And then I'll just tell you.
You have to give her a pep talk.
It'll just...
You can't send me cartoons of Bart Simpson
having sex with Snoopy.
Dog! People don't do it like that.
She's not around. Anyway, she sent me an email that said, on April Fool's Day, yeah. she read this in the newspaper down there in Ocean City, which is a resort community about 3 hours from D.C.,
mm-hmm.
that on the Denny's on Route 50,
mm-hmm.
apparently some guys had gone into the men's room and put super glue all over the toilet seats.
Oh, wow.
Some poor son of a bitch went to Denny's, had the grand slam,
yeah. Yeah.
went to sit down to digest it,
as
it turns out, they heard him hollering,
uh-huh.
or I believe the way it was written in the newspaper when she sent me the email was hollering, uh-huh. the way that they wrote it like in the local Times Dispatch.
I certainly hope it is after his breakfast. I hope, because, you know, we've all done that where we've gone into the fast food location, you know.
It did say.
Post-breakfast.
It did say he had enjoyed.
He enjoyed his, but, you know, for some strange reason, I feel good that at least he'd enjoyed his breakfast.
Yeah. So what they had to do, and anybody from the Eastern Shore who's heard this, I'm sure they've talked about it down there. I think it's funny as hell. Things she sent me in the paper said that they heard him screaming, the paramedics came in, they had to take the jaws of life to pry the, not the jaws of life,
right.
but like a crowbar,
something.
To pry the toilet seat off the toilet,
because
they couldn't get his ass removed.
Yeah, that's a delicate process.
And then what they had to do was, they had to carry him out of the restaurant with his ass showing and the toilet seat stuck to his ass.
So they could take him to the hospital.
Or they take him to the hospital to have it removed.
Wow.
And they're looking for the hooligans that put the super glue on the toilet seat.
Because if they had pulled him off at that time, it would have looked like someone had left the cover on the seat.
Anyway, how great is that?
You know, and sitting on that ring, he was spread as they carried him away.
Just an older person? Didn't say.
Damn.
Didn't say. Don't know if there was a courtesy flush for the paramedics.
Oh, my.
God, I hope so.
Well, you would think, really. If that happened to me, I would, you know, you're right there. If there's one thing you can control,
sure,
it's that.
And any thought that might have been foul play?
Because, I don't know.
Remember, this happened at a Lowe's where they accused the guy of doing it on purpose.
Yeah, they said that he set it up so he could sue Lowe's.
Right.
And do me a favor. Right now, when I talk to Buzz about this, pick up the phone. Just get the 411. Just call the Denny's on Route 50.
Yeah.
In Salisbury, right?
In Salisbury, and find out if it's true or not. You can handle that. Thank you very much, Robbie. Now, Buzz.
Yes?
Marcia.
What about her?
Marcia, when you were on vacation,
uh-huh.
she took another, as you like to call it, a spill, a tumble, a fall.
No, it was a little accident, you know.
Now, wait a minute. Now, this is a pattern. This is
really a pattern.
She's now really, you got to bear with Mike and I on this, everybody. She's fallen down the stairs.
Yeah, she fell off a ladder. And we that's when we really first believed that she was pushed.
We saw her. We saw her all bruised. And he came in yesterday all happy. I said, how was your vacation? And he said, oh, it was great. Marcia and I went down to Key West. We had a wonderful time.
We did.
We rented scooters. We had a great time. The weather was good. Oh, and she's very bruised. She took a fall.
Yeah, a little bit. What did she fall off the little landmark that signifies the southernmost part of the United States?
No, we had just finished visiting there, as a matter of fact, and we're on our way into town in Key West for dinner. And, you know, there was a little traffic problem. And if you'll remember, motorcycle safety class, right turns were not my strong suit. I can make left turns.
She was on the back of your scooter?
Yeah, we were both on the scooter.
Oh, hold on.
I can make left turns.
Hold on. I didn't know that this is vehicular manslaughter.
We're not telling this in order. See, the first night we were there, we went out for a lovely dinner, and somehow, mysteriously, she developed food poisoning. But she recovered.
Wait a second. This gets more interesting.
So the first night she has food poisoning.
Since she recovered, I rented a scooter.
Were you able to identify what had caused the food poisoning?
No. No one was ever able to figure that out.
Wow.
And then I rented the scooter.
And so she rode on the back of the scooter?
She rode on the back, yeah. And
Didn't you have that ring like that lady in Snow White? Where you open, as Marcia's having her drink, you open up that little container on your
ring. Oh, right, like a ring,
and the stuff
the compartment
her
ring. Yeah.
Drink that makes her have sick poops?
I you know, that was never determined.
Don't you still keep that Visine in your fanny pack for just such occasions?
Well, your eyes get red sometimes in the wind.
His, though. Did the scooter have cloth or leather seats?
It was fake leather, I think.
Shouldn't you be calling a Denny's?
I've already got the number. Do you want me to call now?
Yeah, I mean, just call now. Ask
it was leather.
Just ask in the background. You can just tell us the mystery.
So you controlled her destiny with being the wheelman for this scooter.
There was
scooter.
A truck and a narrow turn, and the truck stopped in the middle of the turn, and I was, you know, at that angle that you're at when you're making the turn. And when we got down to 0 miles an hour, the bike just sort of fell over.
Now, friend.
Yes?
When you told me this, you did not indicate that you were on a motorcycle.
I was in the office, too. I thought he said she had a fall.
That's exactly what
he said. He didn't say that. He threw her off his motorcycle.
I know you were on a scooter.
The scooter became still and fell over on its side, and I landed on my elbow. I have quite a groove in my elbow.
Did you feel overconfident since you'd taken the motorcycle safety training course?
No, I don't think so. But inexperienced, for sure. And it being a rental scooter, it had the goofy throttle where you turn it and you turn it and you turn it and nothing happens.
Now, you know,
having taken that safety course with you, Buzz, I can't imagine that you would ever be involved in any kind of two-wheel action.
And here's the thing, also, isn't the top speed on those things like
12
miles an hour?
I got it up to 38 at
one point. Driving around Key West, I mean, it's hard to really get
exactly
speed going, because it's like the Truman Show down there, like the set for the Truman Show down there.
This is a low speed accident.
And people drive, you know what they also have down there? What? They drive their electric cars down there. Yeah. The golf carts.
The golf carts.
One step above golf cart, it's like a real electric car.
Golf machines.
It's true.
Oh, you just called them?
Yeah, and the guy sounded like the kid on The Simpsons at the movie theater. That's a very unfortunate incident, sir.
So they wouldn't come on the show with us?
Absolutely not. He referred me to the local police.
Oh, really?
He said they would know more. But, yeah, so it did happen, and he's very sorry.
They'll talk to him.
True story. Okay. So you're on the, it's not a motorcycle, it's a scooter.
So we're making a turn, and we reached 0 miles an hour because of the truck in front of me, and I didn't handle it well. It's my fault.
Did you have helmets on?
It was an accident. No one wears, no one wears helmets on the scooters in Key West.
You got a built-in helmet.
How bad was her fall off the scooter?
I led with my elbow as we fell over to the right side.
How bad was her fall, Buzz?
She led with her chin.
Oh.
So she went face first into the cement?
She hit the pavement with her chin.
Oh, wow.
And so there was some swelling. There was a mild abrasion. Oh,
that's funny.
it's not that. Maybe not that funny. But, and then the bruising set in. And so to answer your question, she had bruising from, I guess, from beneath her lower lip to, well, let's put it this way. It looked like a beard. It looked like she was a bearded lady.
Really?
My beard.
And in Key West, not that unusual.
So, smell my beard?
So we walked around, I walked around with the bearded door. What
appeared to
be.
Is that your first time in Key West?
Look at my beard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they do have a lot of those drag shows there.
The little transgender thing happening there.
So you threw her off your little scooter.
I didn't throw her. Sounds to me like the damage was probably less than you had expected, Buzz. You probably thought maybe this would be it. This would be the coup de grace.
I am surprised.
Because here's what I imagine it is. When they're down there, they say, Marcia says, because she's very conscious about health and safety, Buzz, don't you think we need these helmets?
Of course not, Marcia. There's no need for a helmet.
Now, you took that class, right? So I'm safe behind you?
You couldn't be safer, Marcia. I'm completely skilled. I've taken the whole motorcycle safety training course, and this is simply a scooter. Right. Anyone can drive these.
That's right.
No problem at all. Hop on the back.
Oh, my God, honey.
No. All right, Emily, just throw this to the left, throwing her off to the right.
Oh, that's funny.
And and I want to thank the little old lady who, while we were assessing our injuries, came along and said, you know, you really have to be careful on those things.
How many, is that what she said?
How many blocks after you threw her off until you noticed she wasn't there?
As Buzz, like, wobbled a little bit, righted himself, and then left her in the gutter.
Well, I circled around, came back, and it turns out she was fine again.
So does she have the bruised chin and the food poisoning, like the remnants of the food poisoning still?
And I checked, are you completely over the food poisoning? She said, yeah. I said, let's go for a spin. And
I didn't
set out on the bike.
I didn't kill you with the food poisoning. Let me see if I can kill you now on the scooter.
Sounds like she had a... You know, it seems this always happens when you have an inordinate amount of time with her.
Yeah.
All sorts of bad things happen to Marcia. So you poisoned her food
and threw
her off of your scooter.
I see it now. Honey, are you feeling better? You over the food poisoning?
Yeah.
Have you paid Blue Cross?
Yes.
Well, then let's take a spin.
I did not
let's
throw her.
Let's go!
It was an accident.
He looked everywhere and he couldn't rent a ladder.
Officially.
Because Buzz, even though he's a generally a nice,
gentle,
sweet fella, he's got a mean streak in him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he's got an asterisk streak in him. And he's a misogynist. He does not like women.
Right.
Yesterday he said to me, is that a misogynist?
Yeah, that's right. A misogynist.
Yeah, no, you got it exactly.
Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because it's funny.
He loves the word.
I do love the word.
Misogynist.
Rob just breaks into gales of laughter when you say misogyny. Anything, any derivative of that word, he just thinks it's a riot.
Doesn't even have anything to do with getting a massage, really.
Well.
Well.
I mean, well.
Your kind of massage.
Yeah.
Extra firm.
With a sock full of BBs.
Yesterday he says to me during a break, and I don't know if you wanted this mentioned on the air, but I think you should say it. He said, boy, I'm really pissed at Madonna. Now, this is a woman that works here at the radio station, a sales lady.
Hurt my feelings.
About your shirt.
Now,
I don't know.
The big lousy shirt we had fun with at the beginning of the show.
You heard the beginning of the show yesterday. Yeah. Buzz had on something from...
it was taffeta.
Something from the Ryan Seacrest collection. If Ryan Seacrest went, combination Ryan Seacrest and Zorro.
Right.
Yeah. If Ryan Seacrest was going to be the headliner in Cirque du Soleil.
it
wasn't silvery.
But it's like something that either Siegfried or Roy would have felt very comfortable with.
Yeah. Very flowing, though. He said it was a large.
It was actually big enough for both of them.
It's not, today he's gone back to his Moominshanz outfit.
He's got his
mime troupe shirt on today.
What is it that the sales lady said that pissed you off yesterday?
She said, she jokes around, and in fact, that's one of the things we all love about Madonna, is her biting sense of humor.
Yes, she's tough.
But I sensed that she was not kidding when she looked at me sternly and seriously and said, you really should wear an undershirt under that.
Why, because she could see your man boobs?
I don't know. I looked in the mirror. I couldn't, so I don't know what she thought she
saw. Well, it's nice to see you've gone back to your regular dance skin top.
Yeah, right? I thought that would make her more comfortable and... That's how I dressed this morning.
And you did not have a snappy retort for Madonna.
I was stunned. I liked Madonna, and I thought perhaps she liked me as well, but now I'm not so sure.
I'm sure you could have commented on whatever.
See, but I did. I thought so many mean things I could have said, and I held my tongue because that's the kind of guy I am.
When you were on the scooter, did you wear one of those, like, one-piece Ben Stiller jumpsuits?
No.
Like
no.
A dodgeball?
No, too hot.
Remember the outfit he wears when he comes to her house?
Weather much too warm for that, just because you know.
Anything so, Ben Stiller's worn in like his last three movies.
So Madonna says to you this thing.
Ouch.
Yeah, and you don't say anything to her.
I was stunned. Because anything I could think of to say was too cruel and I knew everyone would regret it if I did.
Do you know, Madonna has, I think, probably leveled her little comments at all of us, and that's really what makes her charming.
Yeah, I agree. I love her sense of humor, but I'm not sure she was kidding in this case.
Well, you could see through that shirt, couldn't you?
I couldn't.
Mm-hmm. I think we could.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, I could all day.
And it wasn't pretty.
Hey, guys.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You see what you want to see.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Buzz. Yeah, you're supposed to pull the throttle back, not forward.
No, I did that.
Okay, we got
I did that.
That.
No, that part I had straight.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye!
Bye-bye. See you later. So, see, Buzz has issues with women. That's all I can say.
Yeah, and what it really was, if you want to know what really happened, Buzz talks about a truck stopping in front of him and a turkey right turn. What it was Buzz just hitting the throttle as fast as he could and then jerking the bike forward, so just she just slid clean off the back.
Buzz von Bülow.
And what was her name in that movie?
Sonny.
But, you know, that Marcia.
Sonny.
Sonny von Bülow.
Sonny, like it's cold.
That Marcia, she's a survivor. Sonny von Bülow.
You know what? That's one. I will go to that movie any friggin' time. Mm-hmm. It's got, who is that?
Jeremy dude? Irons.
Yeah, but who's the dude who plays the attorney?
Dershowitz?
Yeah.
Oh, it's, is it...
is it Ron Silver?
It's Ron Silver.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I watch that one every single time.
And the accent that Jeremy Irons has in that is just so subtle. Man, what I did was poisonous. It's almost like Richard Burton.
I can't get about it. Drowsy boy.
I missed that. That's nothing like what his accent is. I just, why did I go right into Richard? I can't go bowling with you, Drowsy boy.
Drowsy boy.
Norton.
Drowsy boy, I can't go bowling with you.
I want to go bowling. No, but it's that is a great movie. And doesn't Glenn Close play Sonny
yes.
von Bülow?
Yes, she does.
Yeah, and she's,
really.
That was during her real weird period.
And a real sexy scene, too, where she dies in the bathroom.
Nice.
Real sexy for those of you who have... And the name of the movie is... seriously, I'm having a brain fart on it. The name of the movie...
oh, man.
It's like... it's not Circle of Trust, and it's not like 80 Ways to Kill...
Somebody will get it for us. Somebody will get it for us.
What's the name of the goddamn movie about the Klaus?
Klaus von Bülow and the murder of his wife and the trial and everything that went down with it.
Jesus,
the
whole fortune. Story. Reversal of Fortune. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Buzz. That's it. That's a pick-me-up. That's a good, fun movie.
Klaus von Bülow.
What?
I thought it was the Santa Claus.
Klaus von Bülow.
I can't go bowling.
Ralphie boy.
Bang, zoom.
Ralphie boy.
Norton.
We'll be
back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So toast them in a 350-degree oven until you can just sort of smell the nuts. And then remove them from the oven and place them on a clean cloth. And notice when I rub the nuts with the cloth, the skins kind of just fall off. I'm going to get the nuts as clean as possible. Every speck doesn't have to come off. But if you rub hard enough, most of the skin will pop right off the nut. This is a simple way to do a lot of nuts in a short period of time.
The Don and Mike Show. Even better than a porno book, The Don and Mike Show.
Now, hold on, about these cars. Uh-huh. And I got to be careful. Well, I don't have to be careful.
Nah.
Do I care what my neighbor thinks? My neighbor drives the Honda Element. And I see him every day.
What is the purpose? Is it gas economy? Is that the main... what is the whole...
Deal? I don't know what it is, but the Honda Element, the Toyota Scion, and also whatever this Mercedes thing is, I'm telling you, these are the ugliest eyesores that I have ever seen, and I immediately think awful things about the people driving these cars. They could be fine, upstanding, God-fearing citizens.
Right.
I see these cars. And like my neighbor. He's been my neighbor for 10 years, this guy Sam. He's a good guy. I mean, he's a good friend, and he's a good friend. He's a neighbor-type friend.
Sure.
Need something done around the house? Need to borrow something? Yes. I've wanted to scream at him when I drive by and he waves. I want to scream, get out of that car! You look like a dope!
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why the car enrages me, but now the Toyota is almost as bad.
Yeah, it is.
And I saw the Mercedes today that looks like something.
I didn't know Mercedes had one.
Looks like something Hitler drove. I mean, it looks like.
Oh, it's a bigger one. I know what you're talking about.
It looks like real, like 1940s yeah. Mercedes.
I know the car you're talking about.
These are ugly. Well, here's what I just want to know, Robbie. I want the people that drive these cars to please explain to me, to the great unwashed, and I'm the great unwashed, explain to me what it is about these cars.
You'll never get the truth from
them. That attracts you to them.
Really?
I'm telling you. I look at you people in those cars, and I think you're lower than low.
It's got to be fuel economy, I would think.
I guarantee you I know what it is. It's the same thing that had people buying PT Cruisers, which enraged me. Uh-huh. It's a look-at-me car.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, it is. I guarantee it. I bet you the Scion is built on the chassis of a Camry.
But here's the deal. At least with the PT Cruiser. At least with the PT Cruiser, you could say there was an element of nostalgia.
Yeah, there's a retro look.
Looking
to it.
Back to like the American Graffiti
but
time.
But the fact remains, that was a neon. That was just like a neon.
But Rob, I'd seriously like to hear what people have to say, because there's got to be a sell on those cars that we're not aware of.
And obviously,
that's what it is.
And obviously, there's a lot of cars. It's subjective. Opinions are like a-holes. Everybody's got one.
Right.
But I'm telling you, I've never seen a car that has elicited such. Just a vulgar internal.
You get angry when you see it?
Yeah, it's like, oh, God, that car just.
Angrier than a minivan.
The minivan is you. That's not me.
Okay.
I'm a friend of the minivan.
It's like the Volkswagen thing. Remember those?
Yep.
That was another look at me.
No, just because it's different.
No, the Volkswagen thing was like a trendy hippie car. These things, what is this? Giant Brian drives the ugly boxy Scion.
Remember your buddy Brian Carruthers?
Oh, really?
And he looked good in it.
There has to be.
He drove one?
Yeah.
A sell point, because the cars are ugly.
Okay, look at the picture of the Toyota, Mike. Buzz has got it on the website.
Here's the Scion.
Yeah, that's the same as a Honda Element.
Here's the Scion.
You look at that.
The one selling point is that you can.
What's it say underneath Welcome to Scion?
Just a second, and here's the Honda Element in comparison.
The Element can hold 62 clowns.
What's it say?
It just looks retarded. And you know what it looks
like? You get the cell phone when it says.
Here's exactly what it looks like to me now that I'm looking at the pictures. Here's what I think. Do you remember back in the day in Russia when you would see like films of Russia?
Yeah, Russian cars.
And that's what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
We live in the greatest country in the world where really you can buy, you can buy a car from anywhere from $100,000 to $200,000.
Right.
But you can buy a nice car. Why would you buy a car that looks like you're living in Poland in 1938?
I think that's part of it, because it looks sort of European, I think.
Well, this is America.
Yeah, I know. I agree, though.
I mean, we live in this area where everybody's got everything and everything is new. So, I mean, we should be getting some calls from people.
If they can't buy a Scion, they'll buy something yellow.
Mm-hmm. I only want to hear from owners of these cars, because I've never had the guts to say anything to my neighbor about it. Because it's not like a good icebreaker. When he's a guy that I see like once every 3 weeks.
Take your car.
Hey, how you doing?
Are they powerful?
They're powerful ugly. Hello.
They don't look powerful.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, what happened to all the...
I'm so popular.
Oh, there he is. Oh, yes, hello.
Yes.
Do you have one?
No, I do not have one, but the younger crowd like to trick them out because they're boxy, and it's easier to get parts for them.
The younger crowd like to try... I've never seen a member of the young... I've never seen a pierced punk driving a Honda Element.
You've never seen a goth Scion driver?
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Painted all black.
Hello.
Velvet.
Hello.
How's it?
How's it? Hi there.
Hey, people drive the Element because you can put your bike in there still standing up.
Now, there's a solid reason right there.
That's exactly why. I got a good friend that has one. That's why I use it.
D. See, he can put his bicycle. So they're cyclists.
Yeah. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
They're bicyclists.
Hi, buddies. The three vehicles you're talking about actually have three very different reasons for people buying them.
Hold on, listen. This is really great. I appreciate the fact that everybody's calling that doesn't have the car. I wish someone that actually has the car would call in.
They won't call because they're listening to NPR.
They're waiting for you to call them.
They're out there. They're out buying their whole grain.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
There are issues. Element.
You have one.
I have one.
And your reasons for having it?
Best car I've ever owned.
Really? What color is yours?
It's that stupid copper color.
Now, why did you buy it?
Well, because I smoke.
Right.
And when the window's down, I'm smoking, the ash flies off my cigarette and burns the hole in the back seat and the carpet.
Yes.
So I have a rubber carpet. And the back seats fold up and they're waterproof.
Wait a minute, hold on. So you bought the ugliest car in the world just because you like to smoke in the car?
That's not all. I'm big and fat. And I'm old.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So it's butt level when you get in.
That is a great reason.
Right, my friend.
That is a defendable reason.
Thank you.
It's at butt level when you get in.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I got the Scion. I paid for the upgraded curtain seats, and the new smell never leaves.
Did he say he paid for curtain
seats? What are those exactly?
don't ask.
I don't know.
The new car smell never leaves.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, you know, here's the thing, man. We've gone from the Chevy Chevelle, the Ford Mustang, the cool cars of the era, to these things. They were designed to be cool. But
who thinks they're cool? Someone living in Russia in 1925 thinks they're cool.
Let's see the focus group on that. Okay, people, let's put this.
All right, hold on. We appreciate that, but I see we've got a lot of. Here we go. Here are the Honda Element owners. All right, bring these people on. Hello, Everett.
Yes, this is he.
What's your major malfunction, Everett?
Oh well, that's a long story, but
okay. Why'd you buy the world's ugliest auto?
It is ugly, but it's functional.
All right, now explain the function of it.
It's got a plastic floor, and I go to the beach.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, you get, you know, you're in sand, you're in all that.
Dude, hold on. I was in auto parts. What's the...
Track auto?
Yeah, no, what's the other one?
Auto zone?
Advanced auto parts.
Damn.
I was in there...
no matter what you do.
Over the weekend. And they have, like, plastic mats that you can get for your for all types of cars that...
Yeah, but the plastic floor on the... What do you have, the Element?
Yeah.
Or the Scion.
Oh, he has the Element.
No, the Scion's just a crappy little lawnmower engine in a box.
It's not good like your...
Which one do you have?
He has the Element.
The Element, which is still ugly, but also the plastic floor's got a hole so you can just hose the crap out.
Oh, it's got a hole in it like a drain? Like an autopsy test.
So normally on a Honda, you have to wait 4 years for a hole to appear on the floor.
It's ugly on the outside, and it's ugly on the inside.
Man, you can hose it down, though. That's pretty cool.
It's like a latrine. Driving a porta potty.
The next person who calls to defend, I want to get to know the person.
Here we go. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don.
Hello.
This is Tim.
Tim, do you have one of these cars?
I am a sales manager for a Honda dealership, and you would...
Run away!
Would
love, run!
Oh, stop it. Stop it. It's an honest living.
It's an honest you're half right.
Come on, darling.
I have a legitimate question, and don't go into the whole pitch, but what is your number one sales theme for people to buy this car? What are you looking to sell people on?
It was put out there for a younger generation, you know, like for biking and camping and all that, and it didn't hit that mark at all. It hit middle-aged people that have numerous dogs. They can lift the seats up in the back, and the dogs cannot tear the interior up.
Dude,
the dogs have room.
Dude, but the car is so freaking ugly.
It's a overgrown poster. You'll learn to love it.
What did he say?
You'll learn to love it.
What
chassis? Overgrown poster.
No, I won't learn to love it.
What chassis is it built on?
This is
a missed opportunity.
Yeah. Hello, Don.
That's
Mike
why
show.
He's not the general manager.
Hello,
oh, they're good.
Hi there.
How's it going, guys?
Okay, you got good. One. You got one of these monstrosities?
Yeah, my wife and I call it the Uglimit.
The Uglimit.
Yeah, and I swear, you know, people look at us like we're driving a Pontiac Aztec or something, but they really are good cars. I know they're just the
Which one do you have? The Scion or the Element?
No, we've got the Uglimit.
And the Uglimit.
The Uglimit.
Yeah. And do you like it as all of your other owners do because of the plastic floors and the fact that you can just hose it down with a big hole in the middle?
Well, that and it pulls hot chicks.
Get out of here.
But you know what? He likes that he gets looked at.
Hello.
Sure.
Donna Mike show. Well, that goes back to your theory. You're still trying to keep that going.
Don't hate him, Rob.
Hello.
Too late.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I have the Element, and it is a great car. Not only can you wash it out and take it everywhere, you can haul everything under the sun in it and camp in it.
Ugly.
You can sleep in it?
Yeah, you can sleep
with everybody.
Rob.
Honey. You can buy a tent extension.
Listen to me.
Oh, it's got a tent extension.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
What if the elephant man... had the greatest personality in the world and had a ten extension, would you walk around with him on your arm? Would you really?
I mean, that's ugly.
That car is the elephant man of cars. And
are the seats comfortable?
They're extremely comfortable. And all the seats fold down into a queen-size mattress.
That's but right. It's ugly.
Hold on a second. Wait, now, they are making some points here.
But, Mike,
the seats fold down into a queen-size mattress?
All the seats fold flat.
That's great. So you can get sick in the car, it's like it's plastic floors, so it's got a hole in it, you can hose it out.
But it's like a camper. I mean, there are very few cars where you could really sack out in them.
Yeah.
And let me ask you, honey, how often have you slept in your car? Really?
Good question.
After a few long nights, I've slept in my car quite a few times.
And when you slept in your car, did you fold all the seats down and just, like, bring a pillow and really sleep there?
Yes. When I've driven cross-country, I've slept in my car.
Very cool.
Are you accustomed to getting your way?
What's that got to do with anything? Back off.
She's a woman. All right, thank you for the call.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Rob's on a mission.
She folds the seats down, she can make one payment in two nights. Her car will pay for itself in a week and a half.
Those cars make me want to puke.
They really do. But I'm glad you brought it up because I knew absolutely nothing about
that. And who cares if they've got freaking rubber floors and a hole in if the
well,
seats
you're a dog,
fold down?
Being a dog owner, would that mean anything to you?
No. Here's the thing.
Calm down. Now, there's no need to attack me.
They're dog. Yes, there is.
I'm coming around on these elements.
That's why I'm in my attack mode.
That's right.
That's right. You like it so much, why don't you trade in that nice Harley Davidson for one?
That wasn't nice. That wasn't nice at all. You know that's my brand new toy. Just so you'll know, the Scion starts at 13 and the Element starts at 17, which might be another selling point for these cars.
But still, you could buy a Death Trap as cheap as those.
Yes, look that ugly.
They're all rolling Death Traps, every car is.
I'm interested. The only thing I'm interested in is the seats fold down to the queen-size mattress part.
It can't be a mattress. It would have to be the size of a mattress.
The equivalent.
Hey, hello, losers. Who sleeps in their car besides Rob Grippy?
Well, I mean, when I was a college student, I would have probably had a few times when I would have slept in my car.
You slept in your car as an adult.
I did.
All right, except for Mike.
It's a big selling point for that skanky hooker who called it.
Rob.
Okay. They're ugly cars. Just do what you can.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, I would never buy one. Except unless I had dogs and I was a college student.
Rubber floors.
Nauseated dogs.
Nauseated dogs.
So you can just hose out your car, because that's what you want to do.
Is the upholstery rubber, too?
Seriously,
is the whole interior where you can really legitimately hose it out?
I don't know.
Because then it would be interesting for taking bodies.
Hello?
Hose out the CD player.
Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Yes, how you doing, Mike? Don?
Hi.
I wanted to comment about the Honda Element.
Yes, do you own one?
No, I do not.
You are far too distracted to comment on this program. You're not focusing.
Sounds to me like you are a potential Honda Element owner, though.
No, I bet you have a minivan.
No, I do not.
I bet you drive a Chevy.
I bet you have a unicycle.
When did you decide to leave the radio turned up while you were talking to us?
And did you have a burro?
Ever since I got on.
Uh-huh. A donkey. An ass. Thank you. Good day to you, sir. We said good day.
Ride your ass into the sunset.
It's an ugly car. And if you have one, get rid of it immediately.
Buzz had a little factoid on it, though, that he told me during the break. It is completely waterproof.
The seats are completely waterproof and stain resistant. Mm-hmm. So
that's great.
Enjoy.
If you're retarded, that's really great.
You can hose out your car.
I mean, nothing to me.
You always have to bring the retarded into it, don't you?
Well, they lose control.
Not all of them.
Yes, they do.
No.
In some way, they do.
No.
Yeah.
Not like you're thinking it's dog people.
No, but I'm thinking it's not only dogs. What if it was like John Candy in Spaceballs? What if it really was dog people?
Dog people with little fuzzy ears.
Anyway.
Anything inside of the car obviously doesn't matter because you're talking about the outside of it.
It's ugly. But I also, now there's a new reason to hate it, though. A car, you're driving a car that's rubber on the inside because you're such a pig. Or allegedly because you love your dog so much.
Right.
Do it. So you're going to let your dog
I am
go.
Going to preface what I'm going to say by saying I am not trying to be devil's advocate here because I'm really not
yes,
trying to be devil's advocate. Because
yes,
I would not, I'm saying I would not buy the car. I like a big engine and I like a
but
car that
just,
goes fast.
You just won't,
but
you just won't placate me and say, yeah, it's ugly.
When my daughters were like two and newborn, mm-hmm. you know, I I'd look in the back seat of the Suburban. The gas-guzzling Suburban,
yeah.
and see just, foodstuffs that have been dried and missed you from would, where they've been jammed down between the seats.
I had little kids, too. You wouldn't want to have a rubber car. It invites,
yeah.
you know.
Oh, yes,
like,
I would.
It's like, little Johnny, why wear that diaper? We're driving an Uncle Mike's car today.
That's right. We'll
just take
it out.
Hey, and no need to take the car, the dogs for a walk before we bring them in the car.
Have you ever seen the damage that a missed peanut M&M can do in the middle of the summertime in a Chevy
oh, yeah.
Suburban?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty nasty.
Oh, and milk takes a good smell in July, doesn't it?
Or for example, if the carton of milk that they were drinking out of happened to be wedged in between the third seat, where another area where you couldn't see it, and you're like, oh my God, what died in here?
Kids love tucking things in places,
yes,
don't they?
And they love to wedge things
I'm
in between
I'm hearing two
the
guys
seat.
Talking themselves into buying this ugly
yes.
car.
No, I tell you who wants that rubber car is that hooker. She can do anything in there. They'll just hose it out.
That hooker.
Okay, Rob.
Okay.
Thank you,
hey,
Rob.
But, and you know what? Here's the deal. Once you get the queen-size mattress, technically, it's a rubber mattress. So who needs to worry about,
right.
you know, anything?
Right.
Right.
Just go.
The only you go in the suit.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Are you going to sing and dance with him?
I'm going to do the chance. We have a chance national anthem.
Okay.
Ready? Stand up, Chance. Okay?
Come on, Don. Don't be scared.
Okay. I wrote this song myself. This is a good boy. This is a nice boy. This is a happy boy. This is the Chancy Man. The little Chancy Man. We love the Chancy Man. The Chancy Man. We love his little nosy and we love his little toesy. And that is why we love the Chancy Man. The Chancy Man.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
It's a one-way trip to Fist City. The Don and Mike Show.
Really, the only person on this planet that's qualified for that car is Rob Grippy.
Yeah.
The guy who lives
yeah,
in his car.
Rob Grippy would be perfect.
Because he really does live in his car. And he really, it wouldn't matter because... His car is like that already. He eats in his car all the time.
Yeah, but it wouldn't matter with Rob Grippy because Rob Grippy wouldn't appreciate the car. The car is designed for people who want to clean it out.
Yeah,
Rob Grippy would just pile it with crap and it wouldn't matter, and he'd be able to make it filthy.
Time for a visit. We're going down to Orlando to take the kids to Disney World. Oh, the dogs? Oh, they're great on the ride.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even have to stop one time. Why is that? Because they just go to the bathroom in the element. We just stop at the truck stop, and Johnny and Billy and Mom and Dad all get out the power hose and just... out all the crap in the bag. Come on in, kids.
Look how big the drain is.
Let's get back into our world's ugliest car. And what if you're driving down the road, you go, Johnny, did you put the plug back in?
Hey, does the other boxy one, is that waterproof too?
I don't think so.
I mean, are all the boxy ones waterproof?
I don't think so.
I think that's just the
right
on
now,
the Honda Element.
If you can't fold down the seats and make a queen-size mattress and it's not waterproof,
the Element's
you
the winner.
Have absolutely that's no it. Redeeming qualities.
Right.
And we've heard from all the Honda people. We haven't heard from the Scion people,
right?
Okay, but let's hear from them off the air.
The Scion people, though, were just like, oh, yeah, I like it.
But you could probably look on the web and see if the Scion's waterproof.
I'll check. I looked at its features
you
earlier.
You brought it up,
and it is a fascinating topic.
Okay, we'll just find out if it's waterproof.
You're going to wait while I do that, or you want to move
on? Yeah, because I know Mike.
Oh, he's bored with the subject. He's moved on. He thinks ahead. I don't. I'm caught at the moment. But I can't help it when he brings up a subject that interests me.
We talked about it
better
for half
than
an hour.
Crap you were talking about in the office. Jesus Christ, you and Rob get going. I don't know, some music thing that you and Rob were talking about from 1910.
Hey, well, that's why that talk is in the office.
It was horrible.
It was great talk.
I wanted to extricate usually I'm very involved in the wonderful discussions we have in the office, and today I was really on the outside looking in.
Listen, Rob's mom, Sharon, got a record on eBay,
mm-hmm.
A very rare old 45 from the late 60s. 60s and burned me a copy of it. We were talking about who might have been on the record, and I told Rob that I was just one drink away last night.
Like Tom Dante or something, and it's just like... And that's
Ron
when I
Dante
just
of the Archies. I was one drink away from calling Rob.
There you go. It's the Archies. It's that whole comic book thing that it's tied into.
No, the Archies singing group, not the Archies, the comic book people.
All right. I mean, if it had been a discussion about the Honda Element, but it wouldn't have been as interesting. That's why you saved it for the on the air.
The 45 was waterproof.
Mike.
What?
The 45 was waterproof.
And had a hole in it.
So I'm listening to the song.
A drain, if you will.
Over and over, I'm listening to the song, and I'm wanting, because Rob's mom is the person that bought the record on eBay. Uh-huh. I almost called Rob. This was a sign that maybe I shouldn't have had the, and I'm glad I didn't have the third drink last night. Because after the second, I saw Rob this in the office. I was sitting in my cave, and really debating calling Rob to say, what's your mom's phone number? Because I wanted to call Sharon, right. Rob's mom, uh-huh. to discuss this, mm-hmm. this record with her.
Ben, I know you did. I mean, I didn't know that. I didn't know the backstory.
I wasn't going to bring that up on the air. That
right.
really wasn't an airworthy story.
Exactly.
Did you find out about the...
It's not listed on the website. I'm waiting for the Adobe Reader to open to look for more details. But I would think if this was something they
it's
had...
Not,
they,
Mike, the, Mike, it's not waterproof.
They would...
The computers in this building, you know, especially on a day where I'm trying to use them for something...
Here we go.
Suck.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, yeah, I got a Scion.
Is it waterproof?
It is not waterproof, but it does have a built-in cooler in the trunk.
So there's that.
That's great. So when you want an ice cold beverage, all you have to do is pull over and pop open the trunk. Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
All the Scion owners have been exactly like that guy.
You're right.
You get a cooler in the trunk.
Built-in cooler.
There you go. That's why I bought the thing there.
You know who could have used that? Joe Pesci and Goodfellas.
Yeah.
For cutting up bodies.
And yet.
Buzz?
Yes.
Are you done?
It's
never
not,
mind.
I'm,
just
yeah.
give it up.
Yeah.
Just give it up. Are you okay with that now?
Come on.
So you're okay
yeah,
with
I'm
the,
over it.
With the Scion?
It's gone.
The Scion? Is that it? Not being waterproof?
No, it's gone, and Beth Ann is wrong. I do not want to buy one. No, I was just curious. I have no desire to. I mean, really, I'm with you on that. I think they're ugly. They're so ugly, they don't have any redeeming. Anything they would have that would be a redeeming quality,
mm-hmm.
it's lost on me because it really looks like you're driving a shoebox down the street.
But apparently to you it is a factor that would enter into. Let me ask you.
I understand why people would buy that. The Honda Element people have totally legitimate reasons for owning them.
If it was a better looking car, if there was a better looking SUV type car that had rubber floors, will you buy it?
When I had kids, I'd think about it. I mean, I'd think about that. You know, a car that was easy to hose down if I had dogs and kids.
Think
and
about that. Think
it was,
about
it
hosing
was better
down
looking.
Your car, though.
But, you know, I'm also a big one. Like I like kind of like the wood and leather.
I'd like to know how you
like
do
that
exactly, because it's got to be a very low-pressure stream of water that you wash your... It can't be like you put that nozzle thing on and you do that, like when you wash your car and you do that...
No. Tidy bowl and a brush.
All over the whole
tidy bowl and a brush. I would think for a shedding pet owner, like some sort of that worked in the business, like somebody maybe that groomed pets, it might be a perfect
That's
gift.
That's a pretty small niche audience.
Yeah, it's a totally small
Except
niche
that.
Audience. I'm with you. You see, I'm really with you.
It's an ugly car.
It
I'm
is.
Just telling you, it turns my stomach.
It angers you.
It's butt ugly. It's like bad buttermilk.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that car is.
Oh, absolutely,
yuck.
Yes.
P.U.
Buttermilk.
P.U. And a pox on you if you're driving one.
But if
right
you had
now.
Some bad buttermilk in that car, you'd be able to hose it out.
That's right. My mother-in-law and I had a fascinating discussion about buttermilk yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love this stuff.
Yeah. Well, so does she.
Yeah.
And I heard
that. You like just chugging it down and drinking it?
Oh,
God,
it?
Yes.
Ad nauseum, I heard how much she likes it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? That's fascinating. So really, did you know, I like it so much. I try to have a glass, and I'm trying to walk out. I'm like, oh, that's really...
What exactly is it? It's just very tart milk. It's not like milk where you melt butter in
it's
it.
Almost,
no, not
Mike,
at all.
Mike, it's almost sour tasting. You have
right,
to
but
acquire.
In a good way. Yeah.
You have to acquire a taste. I remember back when we were all abusing Sambuca.
Mm-hmm.
That many times the day after I would have to have buttermilk and
really
it would, don't you remember yeah. it would sound like something it would make you throw up, but it would actually calm my stomach.
That's amazing. That's good stuff.
Good Just to give you an idea what it's like, if you ever need to substitute in a recipe, you can add milk with a tablespoon of vinegar. So that's like the flavor. It's like milk with vinegar in it.
Yeah, that's attractive, huh?
Oh.
It's better than
that's
that.
Good.
Yuck.
Not if it's good vinegar.
That's what it tastes like when you kiss Leah Remini.
I just picture Buzz driving down the highway in his Honda Element, drinking some buttermilk,
spilling it, not caring.
Not caring, laughing.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
How you doing, buddy?
Okay.
Only car that's next to the Honda Element that you can take a hose and wash out is the Subaru Forester.
And, you know, again, I want to...
Subaru Forest.
There's nothing that just says that you're a retard, that if you have a car that you can hose down the inside of. Really, what's wrong with you people?
Well, what
really?
What if you're having something that's going to leak and be gross, like medical waste or something like that? You know?
Well, then get an ambulance. You know, don't get a Honda Element. I mean, who drives around with medical waste, right?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, besides the medical waste that we're all carrying inside of us waiting to be deposited later.
What about the queen-size mattress thing?
Hookers!
Listen, you are the only one.
I am not the only one.
He's not.
Do you like the car or not?
I don't.
Well, then why do you keep arguing its virtues?
Because I asked at the beginning of this discussion, why would anyone want to drive that car? It must have certain redeeming qualities.
And I told you why, because you're
sleep in it. It's like a camper, and it's got an extended. It's like a. It's a camper for the. It's a camper for
the mentally
single.
Impaired.
It's a couple camper.
That's right.
No, it's not. It's not a couple camper. Why are you defending it?
One
minute you say to me, I'm curious about it. And I'm not looking for you to be a parrot.
Curious about it.
What are you curious about, Larry?
Because I'm just very curious about what it must look like. You know, I'd love to sit in it. I'd like to look at it and see. Yeah. I have no intention of buying it, but I am.
No, but you'd love to sit in it and look at it.
Smell it. Just to see what it's all about. Because why would anyone drive something?
Because people are stupid.
Just because they're stupid?
Yes. People are stupid.
You're right about that. I mean, I get that.
Look how long our show's been on the air.
This is true. This is
people
true.
Are so stupid. Okay. We've been doing this show for 20 years.
Yeah, they don't need a compelling reason, do they?
No, they don't.
Just like, hey, it's square. It's different.
Right.
Sure do like it.
Yeah,
the show you can hose off.
I just love to feel that mattress, though, and see how comfortable it is.
But not really, you know, a mattress. It's just that when you fold down those four seats,
it makes
the
it
equivalent
size.
I would base whether I like the car enough as to what the seams were between the seats when they fall down.
If you fold down those seats, you fold down all the seats on the Element, and there's so little seamery in there that you can actually put a pad down. You heard me,
you know
Speed
what I mean.
If there's enough of a seam in there
put a pad down.
You know, it was really, if you were planning to be somewhere and you didn't want to impose.
Right.
Now it's not.
Like what? Like if you're Chevy Chase's relative in National Lampoon's Vegas Vacation.
You mean Anna?
Yeah, Randy Quaid or one of those people.
Restaurant parking lot.
One of them.
And right there, that would be the picture of your average Element owner.
Right.
Randy Quaid.
I agree with that.
Randy Quaid from any of his tour de forces.
Randy Quaid as a young or old or middle aged.
Randy Quaid.
Like last picture show Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid, Independence Day.
Randy Quaid is a young boy. Randy Quaid in
YRQ, young Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid in Kingpin.
Oh, is the the Mennonite?
Absolutely, the Amish man.
And don't forget, in Independence Day, isn't he the guy that saves the world?
Yes, he's a drunkard, but he sobers up long enough to save the world.
He's the drunk guy that goes up and blows up the big, whatever it is.
Randy Quaid, working actor.
You mentioned the greatest part in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is when he looks out and he's emptying his tank in his camera. Merry Christmas! Esser's full!
Like a new Clark's Yard.
Yes.
Stupid vacation movies, but we love them.
Yeah. Don and Mike show, hello.
They have that because when you're in a hurry and time is of the essence, then you can hose out the brain from the back seat.
Okay, I'll give you this. Yeah. Jules and Vincent.
Oh, they could have used that Element.
Yes.
Right. That's why I would buy one.
Thank you, Mr. Wolf.
So if you're looking for a faster car, something with a little more style, lots of luck, gentlemen. I want quick. Coffee, lots of sugar.
This is good coffee.
And then Quentin Tarantino.
What is
the blend?
Yeah, what is the coffee that Quentin Tarantino?
I don't know.
Trivia question. But when Mr. Wolf is in his house,
right.
When they've got to clean up the car, the Jules and Vincent have the brain parts all over.
Mm.
That's good coffee.
Yeah. I don't know if they have the discussion about
No, they do, because Quentin Tarantino mentioned something
right.
like it's some blend of coffee. And they, this is good coffee. And that's,
good coffee.
And that's right around when John Travolta starts to give Harvey Keitel lip.
Please it, would be nice.
Please would be nice.
Pardon me?
And he's wearing his tuxedo. 8 o'clock in the morning.
And when they go to the junkyard to dispose of the car and the body, it's Pat.
Yeah.
Pat is the daughter of the junkyard owner.
Right, and you know what? She looks pretty good.
She doesn't look bad enough.
She doesn't look like Pat.
Right.
And what's her name?
Put the body over
is
here.
It Julia
Sweeney.
Julia Sweeney?
Yeah.
Before she had her cancer.
Uh-huh, that's right. And she and then she jets off with for breakfast with Mr. Wolf. What a great movie.
I didn't know she had cancer.
Yes, but she survived.
She had the big casino.
She
yep.
did
I think she had
show.
Breast cancer. She did indeed.
Oh, okay. God said ha.
Mm-hmm.
God said ha?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
I watch a lot of TV.
You do watch everything.
God said ha. That's what I want you to put on my tombstone. God said ha.
All of ours.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to mention, I think this is the ideal car for transporting your pony, Hershey.
Oh,
yeah.
Incidentally, big news on the Hershey
farm. Oh, no.
What was that?
Went out
to, oh, no.
Went out to see Hershey the other day.
Really? How's the grapes?
Hershey's alive and kicking. Hershey is alive and kicking. And and I believe that the ex took the children out to see Hershey yesterday and was going to take them out today. And Hershey might even be relocating. To a different stable to be closer to where the children are.
Well, good.
So Hershey's getting used like a toilet.
Whatever that means.
Might know.
I actually put some water in the trough for
Hello.
Hershey.
Good for you.
You're such a cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
You're such a Roy Rogers.
I am
Hello.
Indeed.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hi, I just want to say that most of the world is kind of stupid. That's why People Magazine is like number one.
That's right.
Yes, the world is very stupid. You're correct about that.
What's wrong with People Magazine?
Well, there's nothing wrong with People Magazine. It's just fluff.
All About My Baby. Ice cream and pickles, cravings, crazy hormones, a medical scare, and still...
Oh, is that about Britney?
It's a miracle, says Britney. It's awesome. Exclusive Britney talk.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Hi. I was calling to say that in Pulp Fiction, he never actually, Tarantino never actually says what kind of coffee it is. He just says, you know, Samuel L. Jackson says, ooh, we would have been happy with some Folgers, but you sprung out the gourmet ass.
Yeah, but don't they mention, doesn't...
He doesn't mention it to Mr. Wolf, he mentions it to Samuel Jackson, doesn't he?
He said...
No.
At some point in the movie,
yes,
I'm pretty sure they do say.
I'm looking at the script. The word coffee comes up a million times, but they do refer to putting a ton of cream and sugar into the coffee.
What is a great thing, though, is when Harvey Keitel takes a sip of the coffee, he gestures how great it is.
He just
makes
acknowledges.
And it is great.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, my friend. Let's see if anybody else got something on this. Nina.
Don and Mike.
Hi, baby. You got
Radio Gods.
You got something on the Pulp Fiction coffee?
Yes.
Okay.
They don't say what kind of coffee it is. He just says, I know it's good. It's the gourmet stuff. Because when my wife buys it, she buys the stuff that has no taste.
That's good. An instant winner.
It's the gourmet stuff.
That sounds pretty much to me like what they said.
That is
so, yeah, I guess, stand corrected. They don't say exactly what type it is.
Right.
But you're right. Nina.
Yeah.
I think, don't we all agree we believe her?
Amen. Yes. Yep.
Nina, here you go. Where are you from, darling? Any idea?
I'm from Delaware.
From Delaware. Well, thanks for listening. We'll see you later.
You don't have any prize for me?
No, I only have the stuff for, like, you know what? How about a $20 gift certificate at tower.com?
Sounds great.
Go buy a CD. Thank you for listening.
All right, Nina, thank you.
Hold on a second, Nina. Thank you.
Nina.
With no offense to John Hyatt, I don't think she wants to drive from Delaware to see John Hyatt.
Who's John Hyatt?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You've got a great hotel. It's not spelled the same way, though.
No.
You know, who is John Hyatt?
That's one of those singers with a raspy voice, like Tom Waits, along that line.
The piano has been drinking.
Right.
Ooh.
Wait
a minute.
He has a following, and not a huge following, but...
I hope this is not one of those dumb things that I said yes to, because then I'll really sound like an ass.
Mm-hmm.
I say to Beth Ann, who's John Hyatt? She said, we had a meeting about this. Hello? Beth Ann? Hello?
Hi, Beth Ann.
John Hyatt.
Hello?
Who the frick is John Hyatt?
He's a national recording artist that lots of people like. And in the meeting, you were excited.
There had to be other names besides him.
He was the big name, and it's going to be so much fun at the Wolf Trap.
Okay, but you don't have to sell it.
The Wolf Trap.
Someone has
to. Who else is on the bill?
Other people, other surprise guests that will be making an appearance.
Listen, Bethann, really, I'm not trying to bust your balls here, but... Mm-hmm. I don't think we had a meeting, and I would have said, yes, let's give away John Hyatt tickets.
I'm trying to think who was in the meeting. The people, the faces I saw at the table. Maybe you weren't there.
Oh, great. Okay, there you go. Maybe I wasn't there.
Maybe you weren't, but I felt like you were.
Uh-huh. Is there anybody, will there, besides the surprise guest, is there any definitive person on the bill besides that guy?
John Hyatt?
Yeah.
No.
Well, Mike, as long as we're into it. He will be with the Mississippi All-Stars live at Wolf Trap on Tuesday, June 28th. For more info about this show, go to wolftrap.org. Is that what I had to read?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hyatt.
You did good.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never heard of him. I wasn't in that meeting.
Aren't the Doobie Brothers playing there?
Yeah, I thought we had a meeting with, like, we're giving away tickets to good shows at Wolf Trap. Not that... This is not...
No, I'm sure he's popular, and I've never heard him, so I can't say that he's
and
not.
And you know what kind of car he drives.
Honda Element.
Yes.
And his whole band's in it with him. All right, B.A.
Okay.
Bye. Doug
is
in. Bye-bye. Well, no offense to John Hyatt, whoever he is.
Right.
If you want to...
No. I know that. I've heard him. It's a big tour. He's actually going to be touring, and it's going to be the hotel tour. It's going to be John Hyatt with Evan Marriott. Touring the country.
Do you remember yesterday?
And Johnny Holiday.
remember yesterday on the show?
Paris Hilton, Johnny Holiday in. Evan Marriott and John Hyatt.
Yesterday we had these Michael Jacksons. Oh, we got a break.
Oh, no.
We got a break.
All appearing with Nicolette Sheridan.
Now.
There you go.
That.
Winner.
That's good, Curly. That's a good one.
Greasy.
I'm sorry, Greasy.
You got it wrong.
I'm sorry, Greasy.
Oh, my God. The hotel tour. The hoteliers tour.
Right there. Nicole Sheridan. That's a winner. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The comic hole created by the absence of Howard McNear's Floyd the Barber wasn't completely filled. It had been 15 months since Howard McNear's stroke, and although he was still suffering from paralysis, Andy wanted him back.
We called over there, and his wife Helen said, oh, if you'd just let him come back.
Well, they really don't roll up this out of you. But it's funny.
They built a little stand for him so he could lean back against most time we had him seated.
Hey, look at my new wife.
Hi, Floyd. Howdy.
He was just as wonderful as ever.
The Don and Mike Show.
Incredible.
Experts at doing the toilet facility. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Before we get to, and you're going to love this, a nut job that dropped by the station earlier today, who sadly we missed.
Oh.
I just have a request for those of you out there, like myself, who are caught up in this Xbox 360.
Mm.
And I've tried to minimize my discussion about it on the air, mainly for Mike's benefit. Because I know after a while, you know, I mean, no matter what the video game is, you know, what can you hear besides it's really realistic and you can see all the pimples on Brett Favre's ass.
Yeah, but give my disinterest credit when it's deserved. You know, because frankly, I want one. So, I mean, I'm very much into you talking about it because it just kind of enhances the...
But what I'm going to talk about is an aspect that has nothing to do with the gaming, actually. It's about going
that
on...
Madden stuff that you go on about, which I've never played before. I mean, if you're talking about the box itself, like the game unit and the graphics, then I'm totally into it. But if you're going on with the, hey, I play the football, you know, the X's and O's and stuff...
I love that. So I'm on Xbox Live now. I'm online.
Playing online.
You're on your own on that one, too.
And what I'm having to do now is find a screen name because I can't use the same... A catchy name that I had last time, so I've got to re-up with a new one.
How about Dateline?
No, so here's what I'm looking for. The first one I put in...
Did anybody get that?
Not a, oh.
Anybody get that joke?
Yes, now I do. All right, sorry.
Mike, I got it as well.
Okay.
I got it as well. I get jokes.
You know, I just kind of was out there. I didn't hear any acknowledgement at all.
You know, many times.
It's like the pedophile rabbi joke. That's what that was for all those guys that showed up. They looked like they might be out there in the land of the internet.
And I even tied it in with Dakota Fanning.
Oh, well, you know, now, that really wasn't what it was related to.
I see.
But I'm so glad now you brought it up.
No, don't. I mean, I just feel, you know, it's me, you know what I mean? So when people say that, it's very nice, but I still feel like I'm just me.
You know, really, if you think about it for a second, and I don't want to go down a road that you don't want to go down.
Thank you.
So let's think about this like this.
All right.
What is the age difference between you and Carla?
21 years.
How old is Dakota Fanning right now?
I have no idea.
Was she like 5?
I think she's 22.
No, she's.
I have no
she's probably
idea.
Probably 8. She's probably
no,
8.
No, she's older than
I
that.
I think she's 12.
She's 12? Well,
I think so.
Well, let's say that.
All right, let's say she's 12. That would mean in 6 years, I could date her. And yeah. In 6 years, I would be...
You son of a bitch.
Hold on.
I've been with you up until that
years,
point. You son of a bitch.
In 6 years, I'd be 53.
You are hiding behind my relay. You I are taking the 53. Dakota Fanning, yes. And now you are... You have sunk to an all-time
no.
new low
no,
with
what
me,
I am,
my friend.
What I am saying to you is
my
that
friend.
I would not...
When's the last time I called you my friend?
Hey, my friend. Hey, my friend.
You are using this horrible thing with Dakota Fanning, and then you're bringing... And then you're just sliding me in through the mud.
I'm 53... She's 18. I just did the math.
She'll be 12 in February.
Great.
All right. She's 11
I just
now.
Turned 47.
Uh-huh. All right.
Okay, so
thank you for turning me.
Let's add 8
into so those internet right, bad people. Yeah, don't ignore me
hold
about
on.
This.
Just give me a second. If I'm 53, she's 20, or I'm 55 and she's 20. That's only a 25 year age difference. What's the age difference between you and Carla?
21.
Once you get over 20, who's counting? So what I'm saying is all I've got to do is...
Yes, that would be if she was 20.
That's what I'm saying.
That would be if she was 20.
She's on my farm team.
Oh, Jesus. That's bad. Is that like a puppy farm?
Yeah. See, you can't help yourself.
That, no, maybe I can't help myself, but I was in
can't.
No way condoning that by making that joke. And thanks for bringing the. Thanks for really exposing the raw underbelly of the of what I know everybody thinks anyway, and I just try to look the other way. I know everybody.
No, we don't think, Mike. We don't think that. Yeah, seriously. Now, all BS aside,
mm-hmm.
You're happier with Carla than you've been with plaintiff number one or plaintiff number two. I tell you, I would tell you, without violating anything or making anybody feel bad about anything.
Yes.
I mean. Not that I'm the be-all, end-all on this. And
yeah, don't say any. Now, if you're saying anything about any of my previous two marriages, you can't do that.
Okay. Well, that's what I was going to say.
did you take your trouble pills today?
No, I didn't.
Did you come in here? Cause you got that.
No, I didn't.
You know, it's a good thing. That you got that look of the devil
no,
in your eyes.
I did not. All I want to say is that I don't think the other chicks, the other chicks treated you. The way
you see me going for the water bus,
I do, yeah.
The
way
that, you know that I'm stressed out when I'm. I think I have an ulcer anyway.
The other chicks water didn't stress. Treat you the way that you know you need to be treated, and this chick treats you good.
She does.
She treats you decent with respect,
yeah, that's nice.
And she takes care of you.
You can continue to say that. I will welcome your comments and thank you.
And
for
she's
that.
21
very...
years younger than you, and perhaps nice. When I'm 58, mm-hmm. Dakota Fanning will do the same for me when she's 20.
Is she going to be? When you're 58,
she'll be 20. Right? Is that correct?
I'm not sure.
You're 47.
I'm 47. I'm 47 and she's 12. So
do we know that she's 12?
Yeah, 11. She technically, she's 11 right now.
Oh, okay.
She'll be 12 in February.
Right. Then you're right. Absolutely 40, right.
47 and 8 is 55. And so I'm 25 years older than she is. That's what I said. Yeah, 25, 21. Once you get over 20, what's the difference?
I don't know. I have so many things at play in my brain right
I'm
now.
I'm still doing the math.
There's that little matter of, you know, my 10-year-old daughter. That's what I'm thinking of, too, you know. And I'm just wondering, you know, what it would be like to call you son.
I don't know, Paul. Paul.
Yeah, that's what I'm required to.
Would that be the worst?
would that be the worst?
Hey, Paul. Hey, guess what, Mike?
There'd be one word that would come into play. Dowry.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
You got apartments in the same building again.
Hello. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Don?
Yes, and Mike. Hello there.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hi, Buzz. Hi. I just want to correct your math a little bit there. Yeah. If Dakota Fanning was 20 and you were 55, you wouldn't be 25 years older than her.
Oh, 35.
It's a little creepier.
There's a 36-year
You're right. You know what? Absolutely. Right. Yeah,
I don't mean to bust balls.
No, you're right.
I was just doing the math in my head, and after all the stuff.
Terrible at this. What are we talking about here?
It's a 35-year age difference between myself and Dakota Fanning.
I'm sure you could find that in show business legends.
So,
right? You could find that.
Oh, I'm sure.
You could find that guy Robert Evans.
She'll be 18 when you're 54.
Mike's relationship is weird, but
technically dating at 16, probably.
And hold on, 18 to 54, that's the demographic that we go after on the show. So at least for 1 year, she'd be totally compatible.
Be a brilliant move, really.
Because
you'd be five, you'd be double nickels?
I'd be 54 when she's 18.
Right.
Yeah. I'm out of the demo for this show.
As soon as 18 to 54.
As soon as she hits 19, then I'm out. See, the target demographic for this show.
What an incredible year it would be.
Is adults 18 to 54.
look how I got sucked back into it. But you know, shut up, Mike.
You could get your...
Try not to keep things moving all the time.
She could get her learner's permit, and you could get your AARP card on the same trip. Yeah.
I could buy her first, bicycle.
God, that she's got a bicycle.
She probably has one.
You think she's got one?
Sure.
She's pretty down to earth.
Yeah. Sure, my daughters do.
You can get her a car.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Don, I think I got Dakota Fanning on my radar screen also.
Oh. Here they come.
What caused that? Lots of us do that.
Oh, well, usually if you stick your water in the mud, your foot in the mud, and you stir it up, all sorts of stuff. I've lost my train of thought.
You stick your water in the mud?
Yeah.
I'm just goofing just because it pisses you off so bad.
And I'm thinking maybe if I didn't appear to be pissed off, which I'm incapable of appearing to be, that, it would just go away. Just silly talk.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out, isn't there only 13 years between the age of Carla and Dakota?
There's only Carla is 13 years older than Dakota Fanning.
Right. So that's a lot closer than, Carla and Mike.
Yeah, what is your point?
It still doesn't quite connect, sir.
No point.
No, exactly.
As always. No point. Welcome to the Don and Mike Show.
No point, well taken.
No point. Oh, there. I've said too much. I've done it again.
Much. No. And there's that word much again. Like Renelvis. Much. Tell him that he loves you much. And thank you very much.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hello.
How you doing?
Doing very well, thank you.
Hey, I like to say that Sly Stone had like over 15 hits in his career.
Uh-huh.
And comment to you, Don. Hey, man, thank you for busting balls, man. You've been on their ass lately. Rob and Mike, I want to congratulate you for busting balls.
Thank you, brother. I don't know what you're talking about, but I will tell you that on this Sly Stone CD, seriously, I mean, everybody is a star.
Yep.
Want to take you higher.
Yep.
I can get high on you, running away. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, that's when you never hear. You never hear that song.
No.
Running away, away. Uh-huh,
I don't know that.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's good. That's what John
thank you on there.
Is what?
Thank you for letting me be myself.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, hold on. Yes, that is too. Jesus Christ. Yes.
Right.
Oh, and also, If You Want Me to Stay.
Oh, yeah. I love that one.
It's a good dance to the
everyday
music.
People.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right, with Moron 5. You know, Starbucks should really send me a case of whatever that mocha powder crap is.
Maybe they should run the tube to your house like they did on Letterman.
Yeah.
This is probably the best thing he's done in a long time. Running a tube of Starbucks coffee across the street into the Ed Sullivan Theater.
That was a good bit on Monday night.
You would never see Jay do that. Okay, that is a classic example of what you would not see Jay do.
Hello, Donaldo E. Miguel.
Yeah, don't let him bust your balls, Don. You can be this generation's new Tony Randall.
Hey, there's an example right there.
Thank you.
And I think he will be.
Thank you.
Isn't Tony Randall no longer with us?
Yes, correct. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm 41 years old, and I'm convinced that my future ex-wife hasn't even been born yet.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, now, before we get to the nut job that showed up, oh, I know, I wanted to bring up this Xbox thing.
Yes.
And maybe there's somebody listening now. Maybe there's somebody listening.
Pretend.
That's a joke.
I know.
That is just a little joke, because you mentioned joke. That before.
I know it's a joke.
Oh, Xbox again.
Okay. No, don't. I mean, I just feel, you know, it's me, you know what I mean? So when people say that, it's very nice,
now,
but I still feel like I'm just...
When I did the Xbox, when I did the Xbox, I was responding to that.
And
you,
I'm just responding to your
response. Like, you're like the guy that likes to get an extra shot in.
Me?
Me?
No, no.
Come on.
Hello, mirror. Yeah. Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Yeah, that's right.
Jesus Christ. All right, Xbox 360. I'll keep this real, real simple. When you sign on to Xbox Live, meaning you want to be a total nerd as I do, and you want to play Madden online against stinky internet people that you don't know,
right?
I want to do this. The name, your gamer tag, all important, identifies what you're all about. Now, I don't want a name like some of them have. Big.
But you had a name already.
No, because I have the new system.
You have to come up with a new name?
New gamer tag. Now, my old gamer tag was already taken. And I'm thinking, I'm scrolling through some of the names. And,
profanity of not allowed, right?
Well, no. There are like big bad MFers, you know.
Okay, so it is allowed.
Well, they write MFers. They don't write
the word.
The word, although I think some people do have like, no, yes, they do, because there was some like, I'll kick the SHI out of you.
Right.
Anyway,
what do you want to convey through your name? Do you want to instill fear in your opponents?
No, Mike, here's what I'm looking for. And please stand by. Homo! I'm ready to take the barbs. I searched out Danny Ocean, Daniel Ocean,
yes,
Dan Ocean, Ocean's 11. Then I searched out George Clooney.
I'll take him.
G. Clooney. Clooney. Clooney guy, Clooney man, all gone. Is it too much to ask for some broken down queer like me to ask somebody out there to give up one of the Clooney names? I'd like to have a Clooney name.
You want a Clooney name, or do you want
no.
Danny Ocean?
That's
you want
really,
Clooney from Ocean's 11 and not 12.
That's really the one that I want. Yeah.
How about Siriana? His newest film.
No, I'll tell you why. He gained 30 pounds for the role, Mike.
He did.
He's a little roly-poly.
He looks very chunky in the trailer.
Anyway, I can't... This is just something stupid, and the person with the name is not even going to be listening now. I don't know why I even mention it.
So you're not asking for a name. You're asking for somebody to give up a name.
Yeah, whoever it is that's got Danny Ocean.
What about
Solaris?
What about Mr. Ocean? Mr. Ocean, M.R. Ocean.
Taken.
That's gone, too.
Taken, yes.
I'm good at this. I'll stay with it.
Okay.
How about Eat buzz. Ocean?
How about what?
Eat Ocean.
Eat Ocean? I get like what like I want it. Like
it's a command. Did you look under Danny?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
How about D-O?
D-O. That was my D-O.
D period, O period.
Yeah. I ended up coming up with one. I ended up coming up with one. I don't want to tell you what it is, but it is Ocean's 11 related.
Right.
But I would
Danny,
love...
Danny Motion. That's his other online name. Or how about Dan Emotion?
Yes. I already got one. It's just if anybody out there listening actually knows who has Danny Ocean.
You have the screen name?
On EA Gamer Tag. Yes, I have.
Go ahead, tell us.
It starts with F, ends with A. Starts with F, ends with A. There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Now people will be going crazy trying to figure out the code.
I am kidding.
You wouldn't give any letters.
No, because I would just...
Have you had a chance to play Xbox Live with the Xbox 360?
Don't you know? Oh, let me show you what.
It begins in F and ends in A, word was? Writing it down.
Or words.
Uh-huh.
How's that, Mike?
I didn't laugh at that. No.
Yes, you did.
Oh, God.
Yes, you did.
Because if you wanted to go a different direction other than Ocean's 11, I would suggest Dakota's Man would be a good
Well,
one.
Buzz, that is, yes. Ironically, that's kind of what I just wrote.
Yes, yes, along those lines.
But no, I want to stay
but
with...
But mine could be said on the air.
I want to just stay with Ocean's 11.
Right.
Anyway, I got the one that I like anyway. I got a secondary choice.
I'm getting a look from Mike.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, I'm looking at you already.
Hold on. How about this? Although I don't think I can go through and change the gamer tag now anyway, so I think it's a moot point.
Uh-huh.
What about...
Is it like a brand or a tattoo? Once you have it, you can't get rid of it?
Yeah. South Dakota.
Okay. Everybody's happy now. Look at that. Me and three happy boys. Me and three just chuckling.
Just silly talk.
Silly boys.
I'm a queer. I'm a queer because I wanted the name Danny Ocean. And I was having myself just...
Which disappointed you more, the fact that you couldn't get the name or the fact that, like, hundreds of guys wanted the same name?
Yeah, both. And you should have seen me last night having, seriously, an old-fashioned hissy fit. Mm-hmm. Sitting in front of the TV, got the thing hooked up, going,
Jesus.
Really, I was going...
Trying different things.
Christ,
the hell's with these guys?
Christ. I call my kid up, and I say, hey, you know, I can't find, there's no Danny Ocean.
He right.
says, Dad, no duh. Like, every good name is taken on the very first day.
Oh, it is?
I guess so.
I don't know.
I didn't know. But I'm sitting there, so I said to Bart, I had him on the phone. He said, hold on, while you're on the phone, let me just check. How about D. Ocean? How about Dan Ocean? How about Mr. Ocean? How about Mr. Daniel Ocean? How about Daniel G. Ocean? I mean, everything gone.
It gives you a little perspective on the zillions of people that are involved in this thing.
There you go.
Because this is Xbox 360, right?
Yes.
This is brand new names for this one gaming system.
Yeah, correct. Or I think whenever you renew your Xbox Live or you get a new Xbox Live, the subscription, you got to get a new name. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how you doing today? I got a new Clooney name for you.
All right.
How about Rosemary?
Okay.
All right.
The late Rosemary Clooney.
Touche. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Big Donnie.
Yeah.
You could always go as Miguel Diaz, as his name was in Ocean's 12.
And you might be a bigger fag than me.
I didn't like that movie either.
And that also might be a clue. But the movie was so bad.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, are you guys?
Hey, hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay.
Good, I have a name for you.
Okay.
Danny O is me.
Danny O is me? Oh, that you're such a chick. Such a girl.
I like it.
No,
and also, your code word is Fantasia.
Okay. Whatever, honey.
She was having fun.
Whatever.
She was interested.
Well, I came up with the name, but I, you know, I don't want to be like one of those pro football players who, when someone else comes on the team, and like they want to wear the number. You know, where like you get these idiot football players that pay each other. Like,
yeah, we have a baseball team.
A guy's coming on a team. Yeah, it was the thing in baseball. It says, hey, you're number 15. I want to be number 15.
Right.
Okay, it'll cost you $20,000.
No,
just, you know, if you know who Danny Ocean is on Xbox Live.
Do you ever think, I mean, because I kind of think, Ocean's 11 was a hit movie. It was a big deal. But why? Why so many people would want Danny Ocean?
Because,
I mean, really, that's weird to
Mike,
me.
Do I have to explain to you again? Men, here's the thing. Women want to be around him.
Uh-huh.
Men
want to be like him.
To be like
All right,
him, right?
I'll take that. All
Is
right.
it that hard to understand?
It surprises me that many people would
the magic
be using that character's name in Ocean's 11. Be surprised about nothing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going? Okay. Want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
A little early
Thank
on you. That, but okay.
And I wanted to get you a name there. How about Joe's a Dumbass?
Joe's a dumbass?
Joe is a dumbass.
Yeah, that'd be a good one right there.
Well, I think that, we
have a can of beer.
Okay, bye-bye. We've got to take a break, but I'm
reasonably sure that everybody on the entire show has taken their lumps in this segment.
I'm pretty sure that we have, where's that Joe thing?
Isn't it in here already?
Is that it?
Yeah.
Speaking of Joe, okay, well, we come back from the break.
Yes.
As it turns out, as you know, Joe is a man of many talents.
Certainly is.
And when we come back, spotlight on Joe, who actually finally is getting his respect as an artist.
This is a big move for Joe.
From the radio station.
Exciting. It's maybe the first time this has happened.
I mean, really, there is a client out there that has asked Joe to make a jingle.
Right.
And Joe made a jingle that they're actually going to be playing like during the commercials.
This is very exciting.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, it's Joanne.
I just
wanted to tell Mike, I'm a recovering alcoholic, and he really has to get his liver checked because
your esophagus gets affected.
I just took a sip of my pop.
That was kind of out of the blue.
You just affected Don's esophagus.
I was taking a sip of my pop. What the freak? Where's that come from, honey?
What the hell are you doing to me here?
Where's that come from?
I listen to him, and he says he feels like he has an ulcer and all this stuff. I'm 9 years sober, and this guy's got to get his liver checked, because if he's getting acid reflux, that means his esophagus is getting all torn up from all the booze, and you got to go get a blood checkup. You know, have them check your blood for your liver and see what your bilirubins are, because I think you really need to. I love you guys so much, and Mike, I'd hate to see you, you know, hooked up to dialysis machines. And
oh my God!
Jesus. Think of the noise that would make
lately.
Why, Rob? What buzz?
Think of the noise that would make in the studio a dialysis machine.
Where are you going?
Doctor. He's going to get his liver checked.
Mike's leaving now.
He's going right now, ma'am. I hope you're happy. Mike has left.
I didn't mean to screw you up, Mike, but I'm just so worried about you, all right?
Honey, I got a comedy show to do, you know? Jesus. Now, you know, don't you know anything about me after listening to this show? I'm going to be thinking about that the rest of the show.
You're a chocolate mess. You are. You've got to stop drinking,
buddy.
What
do you mean I'm a chocolate mess? Like a chocolate mess. Like
what
the
is
one,
that?
Like from the M&M commercial? Yeah. I haven't caused any chocolate to mess.
I believe this lady is very familiar with the chocolate mess.
Right.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. It really bothers you, ma'am?
It really does.
Have a drink.
Have a drink. Yeah, I was just saying the same.
Yeah, fall off.
Have a nice big, you know, tall, thick one.
Okay. Bye.
Nice big frothy head on it.
I'll take your advice.
She hung up.
Thank you.
I didn't mean to hurt her feelings.
She wasn't really an alcoholic.
She didn't really care, did she?
No, she doesn't care.
No.
You know what she cares? She cares to bring displeasure.
She does.
That's all she does.
That's her thing.
How can I ruin a day today? Well, I can call up and make Mike worry about his liver. All right, job done.
Like I don't worry about it every day of the week. Like I really don't worry about it.
You don't. You don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
Now, I'm not busting balls. And really, we've got to take a break here. But
Why? Why do we have to take a break?
Seriously, you don't worry about your liver every day. I'm not advocating that you should.
I told you, I've had checkups where they've said, you know, watch it a little bit.
So has Rob.
What? Never my liver.
Liver?
No. Oh.
Kidney?
No. They say lose weight.
No,
you're
wrong.
Fat tub of
you're not telling the truth.
Any doctor will tell you that if you have more than one beer, you drink too much. But he never said it was liver.
Okay.
I'm a little younger than you.
I know, but didn't they say you got to back off?
No, they said don't drink so much beer.
So that's kind of the reason. You got to watch out for your organs.
Why are you listening to our dopey listeners anyway?
This was not a listener.
No, I'm talking about when the listener called and started the whole thing.
Why am I being put into a position where I'm defending something I didn't do?
I'm on your side. I said
I didn't listen to the listener. I was listening to other people. And when you drink, you actually do have to be. That's why you moderate a little bit. That's why you stop for a while. And that's actually one of the reasons right there, right then and there. So in that respect, I'm actually ahead of the curve.
I disagree. I think you should drink as much as you want. I do.
Can I just tell you one last thing? You know who has a real, real healthy liver?
Who?
Dakota Fanning.
Good for her.
She's like 12.
I'm very happy for her.
She's probably not had her first sip of beer yet.
She's just a social drinker.
Only on special
now.
Very, very special occasions.
Because it's Hollywood.
Wait until she hits high school.
Amen. You get her drinking out of the Elvis cup?
You're officially on the list. You're official. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you good today. I'll figure it out. I'm going to get you.
We're just playing. Thought about your liver lately.
I'm just going to sing opera all the way through the news today.
So there'll be news?
Seriously. Oh.
Hey, ouch.
Ouch.
I'm kidding, of course.
No, he wasn't. He was deliberately trying to get you upset.
I know. And now he's done it.
You know what it is? It's the holidays.
Yes, it is. First news break. All you're going to hear me saying is, Johnny Constantino.
sing louder, Mike.
Johnny.
As loud as you like.
Matter.
Not my liver.
Don't forget, until your liver goes out, I'm with you 100%.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Day it goes out, that's the day you're off the show.
That's it. Completely.
No, I'm kidding. You can work through. You can work with anything, right?
Sure.
Yeah, and besides, there is no really, really no. is there really a reason to worry about your liver? Yes or no?
Mine?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
No, as it would be with anybody.
No, I don't think so. I think most people that like drink socially don't seriously worry about their liver.
Well, I think I worry about it because I don't exactly drink just socially.
Okay, well, then I take it back.
I think the fact is that I've been drinking since 12 noon today just to get me by. And I'm having another one during the break.
Okay.
Just kidding.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, cloudy skies this morning. Don't mess with your hair this morning, girls. Don't bother. You know, leave it up until you get to work this morning because it's going to come out anyway. Becoming partly cloudy later on this afternoon with highs to around 80. The degrees is 67. How do you like the show so far this morning?
I think we're going to have to submerge, Commander.
Hey, the good guys moving with music here at 7:04 in the morning with Harbaugh from WPGC. Number one, the Groovers are here. Bunch of local guys making good there. The Groovers, they're from Fredericksburg, Virginia. The song He Will Break Your Heart, the old brought up in brandy 1969 star. Check the time at 8 after 7 with Harvey.
Come on and may us go.
Well, Maryland Request-O-Matic lines are now open. Call WPGC at 779-1580. Request any record we're playing on Good Guys Radio. Our choice of callers, your choice of records.
Like foul-mouthed bobblehead dolls, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It's time for a very quick edition of one of our favorite segments.
Explain yourself.
It's when we call a person in the news and simply ask them to explain themselves.
So this chick's name is Heather. She lives in Riverside, California. She's 31. She goes to strip clubs. Now, Buzz has got her picture. Buzz, if you'll turn your computer around. Mike, take a look.
She's a former stripper.
She's a pretty-looking chick, huh? Yeah. She worked in Vegas. She had the stripper name Peaches.
Nice. She looks like Jenny McCarthy.
She has really... Yes, she does. That's
right.
That's right. She's into Christ now.
Uh-huh.
She has set up her own missionary group. What?
I love Christ, too.
Shut up.
I go to church to get a date with her.
She's got a missionary group, and I don't think this means they do a missionary style. It's called J.C.'s Girls.
J.C.
is in Jesus Christ.
Ah.
So what she does is, and the website that you're on, Buzz, looks like porn. It's J.C.'sGirls.com.
It's designed to look like that.
See,
that's tricky. I don't think Jesus would like that.
What she does is she goes to strip clubs and she pays for lap dances. Then when she has one-on-one time with the dancers.
Quiet time in the VIP lounge.
Now, when I was told about the booking yesterday, it was my fault. As someone called and corrected, I thought that she was trying to get guys that were getting off, trying to tell them that they shouldn't be there.
Now, she gets lap dances like the ladies do.
Right, and while the ladies are performing on her, she tries to talk them out of it.
I would pay to see that. I would really love to hear the conversations.
Okay, do you think we'll be able to get a little bit of what her conversations
explain
might be?
Explain yourself.
In between, we're having her explain herself, because for some reason, this is turning me on.
This is what I talk to strippers about.
And her next plan is to go to porno conventions.
Yeah.
Or people will assume, because she's hot, she's a porn star, and she wants to pass out her DVDs. And then when they get the DVDs, they're going to think that they're porno,
right.
And they go back to the room, and on the DVD is going to be a message from some guy named Pastor Matt. Pastor Matt. What is a Master Pat?
Master Pat.
Master Pat.
Somehow I can understand why you got the letters wrong on that one. I can understand why Master was in there.
Pastor Matt, not Master Pat.
No, that's what girls do.
A Master Patter.
She runs the Sandals Church, Pastor Matt does.
It's hello?
The Ride with McBride. Hello, is this Heather Vitch?
This is Heather Beach.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
This is Don and Mike. And you're on the air with us right now. You are a former stripper.
Yes.
You got a website that's jcsgirls.com. And tell me if I'm right or wrong, and then we're just going to ask you a question.
Sure.
You go to strip clubs. You get the girls that give lap dances. You get them to give you a lap dance. And while
you preach to them while they're giving you the lap dance?
No, actually, we very first off give them the money, and we tell them from that point on, you know what, I really don't want you to do the dance for me. I just want to talk to you.
Okay.
And then
right here. Here we go. Okay, now, here's the important part.
Explain yourself. Please.
Okay.
What are you doing, honey?
Then what do we do?
Yes, so explain yourself.
Okay, then from that point on, I tell the girl, you know what, I just want you to know there's nothing that you have ever done that God would not forgive you for. And then I ask if I could...
Oh, there are some things. There are some things that God won't forgive you for. I'm sure you've done them.
Oh, no, I think I'm pretty clear. I
don't know. Dookie doke doke. Dookie doke doke.
Oh, is that what it is with you? Is that
I'm kidding.
That area is the one thing that's not forgivable?
I'm kidding, of course. No, God loves it.
Oh, dear.
Well, I don't know if he loves that, but...
Mm-hmm. Now, do any of the dancers get mad at you?
So far, no.
No dancer has said, like, you know, go to hell or anything like that?
No. It's been really strange. You know, that's the one thing I expected.
What about the bouncers?
Actually, the managers are the ones that have came over and said, okay, you guys can't do this.
Now, honey, really, I mean, if you want to help someone, you could join the Peace Corps. You could join the Red Cross. You're going to strip clubs. You're finding beautiful women who want to make big money, making men happy. And what you're trying to do is get them out of there and get them devoted to Jesus. Again, I must ask.
Explain yourself.
What's up with this?
Actually, what happened for me to inspire me to do this to these beautiful women is that I had a very dear friend of mine that was in the industry, became an alcoholic, and she passed away while I was out of the industry. And I found out she died very lonely, unhappy. She had spiraled down, and I knew that she probably did not have the opportunity to know that she could be forgiven for what she had done.
Don't you think that she would have been an alcoholic if she was working at Walgreens, though?
Oh, she could have been, but at Walgreens, probably someone would have told her that she didn't commit some unforgivable sin.
What is the worst thing that has happened to you while you've done this? You mentioned the managers get mad. I would imagine that some of the patrons might get a little upset. What's the worst thing that's happened to you while you've been doing this?
Because,
I mean, you are good looking, so, I mean, you can probably get away with that when you go in there, that they're not going to give you too much of a hard time.
It's pretty hot.
And if you're still coming up with, like, the $20 bills, it's cool, but has anybody ever thrown you out?
No, they haven't. I mean, it sounds bizarre because I thought for sure I'm going to get punched in the face. People are going to be angry with me.
Yes.
But so far it hasn't happened. Now, we are going to the porn convention and we will have our own booth.
Uh-oh. Now, there
I like that. Explain yourself.
Okay. Now, explain going to the porn convention.
Yeah.
Please.
Well, now this is the time that I think, well, maybe something like that might happen. But that's going to be another time that we reach out to the women by having our own booth, and we're going to have, like, gift bags for them and things like that to try to...
you remember that one guy, that one pornographer we had on the show, the garbage pan guy?
Garbage pail or garbage can?
I don't think Heather would want to run it. You're trying to get women out of that business, they might be a little...
Well, you know what the truth is, though? I actually have now pornographers that are my friends. Like, I've gotten very close to different people in the industry.
Yeah, so do we.
Heather, I've got a valid question here. Can you do both? Can you actually continue to do your job and go to church? Would that be acceptable? Explain yourself.
There you go, my good one.
Actually, we have girls now that go to church.
Now we're talking. Yeah. I don't know why I'm applauding.
Yeah, that's right. They're grinding and praying.
Well,
the thing is, to me, is like, I'm sorry. According to the Bible, sin is sin. So if a girl is out doing couch dances at night, but then there's a man in our church having an affair on his wife, who doesn't belong? I mean, they both belong.
Exactly.
There.
I agree with you. So you can actually have the dancers that can go out there, the strippers, that can go to church on Sunday.
So now you can stop this silly crusade.
And you're cool with that, right?
Oh, I'm definitely cool with them still working because, to me, it's not my job to please them.
Honey, what about the guys?
There's really something important I want to make sure here. You're not trying to stop them from dancing. You're just trying to make them go to church, right?
Yes.
So they can continue dancing?
They can continue dancing.
How do you feel about nudity in church?
Well, I think it might, to me personally, because nudity, I'm very exposed to it in this ministry. You know, like
right.
It doesn't bother me.
Would you give me a lap dance?
Others will have a problem with it.
Would you give me a lap dance in a confessional booth?
No, I wouldn't. Probably you wouldn't be my type anyway, so.
Would you? I think I am your type. Would you put a pole on the altar for me?
No, you know, I got my husband, and I do his little lap dances. So
is there
the only one I lap dance for now.
Now, you know, you're a Christian woman, so I'm going to ask you this, and I want an honest answer.
Sure.
You have to go in there, you get the first lap. Do you enjoy going to these clubs?
You mean for lap dances?
No, do you just enjoy the whole experience?
The whole experience. No, actually, I think a lot of times...
Liar. You're a liar. You're a liar and a sinner.
You've got to remember, I'm from this, so I know that...
Sinner.
Other people don't... It might be fun in...
Sinner.
...behind the scenes, and that the majority of the men that I had to dance for were men that repulsed me.
Those poor men.
I don't think she's lying about that.
Those poor men that repulse you. Those poor men that pay you those thousands of dollars. Heather, let me ask you, before you found JC and decided to ruin one of America's greatest recreational activities, how many men do you think, before you found God, how many men do you think that you helped through a rough night?
None.
None.
Help through a rough night. You mean how many men did I probably affect their marriages poorly? And
let's not talk about their marriages. How many?
Wish my wife was like her.
No, Jesus. How many guys? How many guys left with a smaller than when they came in?
Oh, no, none. I was a pro.
There you go.
Okay, all right, now, hold on. I'm not intimating that you had sex with them.
No, of course not.
But how many guys did you grind up against? Did you rub up against? Did
well,
you perhaps...
I actually grinded up against hundreds, but...
Yeah. You know, there you go, sinner. Sinner.
It actually becomes an art of making sure that nothing happens. Right.
But don't you think...
If you haven't figured that out...
Jesus loves the lap dances, though.
It sounds to me, I want to make real clear here that you are not talking about getting these women out of the business, are you?
No, I'm talking about allowing them a relationship with God.
But you're not going in and saying...
Can come exactly...
What if God wants a handy?
I have a comment to that one. I'm like, yeah!
Explain yourself.
Who says God's got to be a guy?
God's got to be a guy? Well, I
did.
You know, I do believe in Jesus Christ, and I think he was a guy, so...
Okay.
Well, he might be a girl, and then you could have some hot lesbo action.
You never know.
That's okay.
Oh, that's okay?
I'm pretty satisfied with my husband right now. I think I'm going to stick with that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Well, so as long as you're not driving these women out of the profession.
Right.
No, it's definitely up to them to develop a relationship with God, start going to church, and see what they want to do with their lives, not me.
See, but you are, but you do, your hope is that when they get to church, that God will say to them, don't do this anymore, though, right? Isn't that your...
No, actually, what I'm hoping is that what happened to my friend won't happen to them.
Right.
And that if they start...
Are we back to the Alki again?
...when to turn to.
Jesus,
it says Pastor Matt Brown runs the Sandals Church in Riverside.
Yes.
Sandals, is that connected with Sandals in Jamaica?
No.
No. What kind of church is it?
Actually, we have a really young church.
It's an all-nude church, Mike.
It's definitely a group of younger people. It's really, really fun.
Are there hotties that go to that church?
Of course there are hotties. There's hotties everywhere.
All right. That's right. Okay. Wait, is it like Baptist?
It seems to me you're a little bit too horny to be a Jesus freak. I mean, really, would you please...
Explain yourself.
Explain that. I have a question for you, Don.
Well, you know, I'm a married woman, and I can do pretty much everything I want with my husband, so there's nothing wrong. I mean, I'm definitely not anti-sex. I'm pro-sex.
Buzz is nodding vigorously over there. Yes, you can.
I
feel the same way, Buzz. Yeah. Well, whatever reason, with all of this, it's still working for me.
What, you're turned on by this?
Would you like to sit next to old Heather in the church pew?
I don't think so.
No, you don't like the whole thing.
No, here's what I don't like. She's imposing her own values, all these other chicks. Who made you the Mother Teresa of strippers, honey?
Well, but do you understand that, I mean, people advertise things every day. I'm not saying that they have to bite. I'm just offering it to them. As of right now,
I found out,
usually a very judgmental place that would look down on them and not even allow them in.
I'd like to join the church.
I'm saying, come on in and give it a try if you don't like it.
I would like to get involved in this ministry.
I would like to give you communion.
I would like to participate in this ministry.
I would like to give you some of my wafer.
Yes, I understand.
A wafer,
Bruce. Don, I think we should spread the word, the good word.
Like she used to spread her legs before she found God.
We are too much.
And I would tell you, you're beautiful. I'm looking at you.
Yeah, you are amazing.
The
There's another photo of her face.
Oh my God!
Wow,
you really
lovely.
You must have been a grade A porno chick. I mean it.
Thank you.
I'm not kidding.
She said, "Thank you." You're lovely. You're lovely. And as long as you're not, please don't drive these quality women out of the profession. They provide a vital public service.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
Would you like it if you love these girls so much and you think that they're great at their job?
They are.
Now, when they hit rock bottom and they can't do this anymore because the looks are gone,
then we take them all outside. We shoot them all.
That somebody will be there for them.
No, I cannot promise that.
I would.
Want to just see this.
We have our newsman, Buzz. Our newsman, Buzz Burbank, has said that he will be there for them.
I would be there.
I would execute them all gangland style. as soon as a woman loses her looks,
you don't mean that. You'd be there for them. You'd let them stay in your house.
He would be happy that there is someone out there that actually is ready to help them out after this is all done.
You're crazy. Thank you for being on the show, Heather.
Good luck, Heather.
Thank you, guys. You're wonderful. Have a great day today.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
Hold on. God bless.
Yeah.
Bye.
Hold on, please. Yeah, I bet God would have sex with her in a second.
There.
She's the one that
brought him. I don't even go to church anymore. You say something like that, that's when I see it. I hear the foundation of the building rumble.
She's the one that brings the whole thing up.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, no pun intended.
She used to. Yeah.
Her website is, what is it, jcsgirls.com.
That's right.
Don't be fooled. Looks like a regular porno site. Looks like you can get off there.
The one thing you should know, there are links on the website to help men break their porn addiction.
Well,
just so you'll know.
That no good can come of that.
How was the post-interview?
She's hot.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ooh, the shock babe has such teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly whites. Just a jackknife has old Mac Heath, babe, and he keeps it out of sight. So you know when that shock bites with his teeth, babe. Scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, oh, where's old Mac Heath, babe? So there's never a trace of red. Hey, yeah. Now on the sidewalk, oh, hey. Ooh, sunny morning, lies a body just oozing life. Hey. And someone's sneaking the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? Hey, there's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bank's just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is it's just for the weight, dear. Five will get you ten. Ooh, that Maggie's back in town. He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Mac, he spends just like a sailor. Could it be our boy done something rash? Hey, ho, yes, Ricky, it's Audrey. Miss Lalalinya. Lucy Brown, that line falls on the
tawdry. Look out for Miss Lolly Linia and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Now that Mackie, Keith is back, yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
You're listening to them. Good for you, Don and Mike.
Time to call my BlackBerry.
Yeah.
And check see in. If I've got any messages.
Yeah, well, you might not have many, but I think you probably would have them with the lady we just talked to. I would assume.
Gosh, let me see. Maybe a message from, probably from both my son and my daughter. Maybe not. I bet maybe one from Beth Ann.
Probably.
I don't know if I have any stock information. Sometimes I get like Yahoo stuff.
Hello. This is Don Blackberry. It's Man Barry, man for life. Out of breath. It's Don's message. My mouth's dry. Having a tough time talking. But we'll muddle through. To hear Don's messages, press 1. To hear Don's messages on his BlackBerry today, you have
one
new message.
Oh, well, one message.
One.
To hear that message, press 1. Don from Bethany McBride left at 4:41.
Oh, left just moments ago.
Don, I know you are concerned about me. I'm okay. I'm doing fine. Back down in Carolinas with all the men who make love to me.
Uh-huh.
That's the end of the message, Don. Huh. Please don't humiliate me on the air no more. That's it.
Now, who is that from? Is that from Beth Ann or is that from Mayor Barry?
That's from Beth Ann. Hey, Don?
Yeah, yes, BlackBerry.
Is that you?
Is this my BlackBerry?
I'm sweating. I'm too tired to come out of the BlackBerry right now. Can I come out of... I just kissed with ginger ale right now.
I'll bet.
Can I come out of the BlackBerry and talk to you?
Can you
or you want to talk to me? I don't want to be the message bearer anymore. I've had a tough week.
Well, just...
I got the snake came out of the rocks. What? And bit me again, Don. I can't. I just go.
You talking about the blow?
I need my flake. I need my flake, Pat. Please, Don, help me. Yeah. I got tested. I'm going to the hospital. And unfortunately, the things are going. They ain't going no my way anymore. I got a problem. I just need my nose candy. Bad. And I'm having all sorts of trouble. I'm not going to be mayor for life. That was my dream of coming back and being mayor for life. Can we talk?
I don't know if you people have a relationship with your BlackBerry like I have with my BlackBerry.
I do. I do the regular job. I'm not doing my job as your BlackBerry. I see. 2. To check Don's messages and his appointments, press 2.
Oh, all right.
Thursday, meet with Michael Hughes.
Oh, yuck. I hate that.
For Friday's appointments, press 5. Take Clink for a walk in the woods and hope that he does not dig up a beer. To get Don's Monday messages, press
Monday.
1. Monday appointments, I'm sorry. Let me just get a sip of this ginger ale for a second.
Yeah.
That's better. I'm having trouble. I'm having trouble right now getting this BlackBerry straight. All these appointments and messages. I've seen the wallpaper melting.
No.
I see dancing furniture. Things aren't going to check Don's Monday appointments. Press 3.
The good thing is I'm not hearing that sound of snorting. You know, I'm not hearing sound like that he's actually doing good. Because it was Coke. It was Coke, not...
These are Don's Monday appointments.
It wasn't crack that you smoke, right?
6 a.m.
Yeah.
Do all the things and have my coffee. Make sure that I get my newspaper at 6 o'clock before the sun comes up or the paper man
will not be tipped again, and I'm on a... Don?
Yes, Blackberry.
I don't want to be the Blackberry anymore. I want to just talk. I got a lot
right.
of things on my mind.
Okay.
And you've hurt me all my life.
All right, let it go, Blackberry. Right. Let it go.
Don, this is bad. The lady's bit me. The lady, I'm totally dependent on the lady.
Mm-hmm.
My lady, my white flake. My cocaine is very difficult.
He's Jonesy.
I just, you know, for a while when I got reelected as a council member from Ward 8, I thought everything was on easy street, so I got back into my bad habits. I'm a night owl. I got beaten up by thugs trying to buy drugs when they took my money clip. I'm just not doing very well. All I was doing, I was trying to score some sneeze. I'm on the street trying to score my sneeze. And it just bit me again.
Yeah.
A big snake with teeth. I'll tell all the young people out there, it's cocaine's a snake that hides under a rock and comes out and bites you right in the ass.
Mm.
Ain't that a bitch?
Yes.
Turkey Hill Park, I bought Top Draw Flake and 19 pills. Bite me again. I don't want to tell you how bad it is.
When are you going to pull out your African clothes, which is what you always wear when you get in trouble?
I'm going to wear them right now. Right now, I'm in my pajamas.
Oh.
I'm in the hospital. I'm basically going in a detox.
Yeah.
Because I got to get off the white cloud. The white cloud's been bad to me. Been real, real bad. But I don't got no confidence anymore. Ain't that a bitch? Why'd they have to test you? All I did was not pay my taxes for 3 years. Well, they got to make me pay in the car.
6 years.
Six years.
You didn't pay your taxes for six
years. That's a legend. That's a lie. I know it was 3 years, but I tell you, I'll wake up tomorrow, get clean, wear a dashiki, and I won't be 100% A-OK.
Good.
I'm gonna get rid of this tooth problem that I got, and I'm going to try to make it another day.
How are things at Buzzard Point?
Buzzard Point's all right. You know, we got some bad guys. Here's some advice, if I can pass it on.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to get some more ginger ale. My mouth feels like, seriously, it's going to dry up. I got a chapped upper roof of my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Do I have any messages at all? I mean, this is my BlackBerry.
Yeah.
Hold on. I want to send a message.
To send a message, press 2. Recording. Go ahead, Don.
It's on you.
Well, don't you want to know who the message is to?
Who is the message to?
The message is to Michael Hughes.
To Michael Hughes. Oh, all right. He's typing it in now. I will not be able to meet with you as much as you want me to.
I'm able to meet with you.
I feel our meetings are highly unproductive.
And the new lineup.
And the new lineup
will never succeed.
Not succeed.
I do not feel like this is productive
Don.
To the Don.
Hey, whoa.
Be surrounded by
keep up.
Lesser.
You lost him.
Can't carry that goddamn message around. I can't do that at all. It's right, daughter. Once you write the small words, I got to keep up. I got to memorize all this.
All right, hold on. Okay,
all this ginger ale sent my blood sugar sky high. My beaties.
My beaties.
And my lost toes. I got bad toes and my beaties. And I need my big C. Somebody, Don.
All right, hold on.
Ask a favor.
Yes.
Ask a favor, please.
Yes, Blackberry.
All right, there. They're not around me now. Hey, listen. Is there a chance you could get somebody to maybe roll down? One of your friends like Joe Ardinger to send me in some of the lady? Have somebody bring my lady down? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bring my lady down to hospital, please.
Let me put you on hold for a second.
All right.
See what we can do.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me hold on there, Blackberry. Hold on a second. Where you at, Blackberry?
I'm at the hospital.
Oh, Howard University, right?
Howard University Hospital Detox Ward. It ain't Ward 8, it's a detox ward.
Hold on there, Blackberry. Hey, Joe?
Yes.
Hey, Joe, I need you to score an 8-ball right now and bring it down to Blackberry. I mean,
now we're talking.
I mean, like, fly.
Jesus, now we're talking.
Fly like the wind, boy.
Amen.
On my way.
Okay,
amen.
I mean, I want to hear you in that room. I want to hear you in that room in the next 30 seconds.
Hallelujah.
Bye, Joe.
Hallelujah, Joe. Emmy. Emmy snuck some chocolate to the detox ward, but it ain't working. It it ain't working. The chocolate don't cut it.
Now listen.
I need my flake. I don't
all
need
right.
a Snickers
bar. Now listen. Okay, Mr. Blackberry, slow down.
Yeah, I'm down here.
I believe.
Joe going to take care of me?
Is Joe going to play along and come in the studio?
Yeah, tell Joe.
You don't think he followed that?
I don't think so.
Tell Joe to give me my dust. I need my dust.
Hold on.
Dust me up a little bit.
Now, hold on. Is someone coming to your room?
Here we go.
Now, hold on. Put him on. Who is
it? Joe, come on over here.
Joe has arrived at the hospital.
Hi, Joe. God bless you. Amen and hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a great day for me today, Joe.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Joe Ardner. You Muppet. I appreciate that. Thank you. Hey, who am I? Who am I? I'm mayor for life. Life. Thank you, Joe. I love you, man. Yeah. Hold on just a second, Don.
I see.
Yeah. Sounds like a Hoover.
Oh, God damn. Hold on a second. Yeah. Nosebleed.
Oh,
got damn. A bad nosebleed.
Should take care of that high blood pressure.
Come on now. Come on. I got my sneeze now. How you doing? All right. We're just ready. I'm really ready to... function and
okay, now,
be ready to go.
Can I send a message?
Yeah, absolutely. You can send a message.
It's intense.
Yeah, right now. Much of my nose is gone.
What do I have to push to send a message?
To send a message, press 2.
And
I did not respond to that command. To send a message, press 3. Let's try 4. Well, we have to see if we have a technical difficulties. If you would like to simply state your message.
Thank you.
And the sound of the beep, begin your recording now. Beep.
Okay, let me see. I am sending
this. I made that beep for you. You like
okay.
that?
To Michael Hughes.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm typing this now.
My hands are shaking.
Let me see. Okay, hold on, Blackberry. Get this now. I
have
no
faith. Man, I feel energy right now.
In
this
hack
lineup
of losers.
Losers.
What? The F?
What the F? You want the whole thing or just the letter?
No, the whole word.
The whole word.
Thinking?
What are you thinking?
Your? Friend.
Your friend.
Oh, hold on. Scratch that. Backspace. Okay.
Right.
Yours.
In.
Christ.
Comma.
Don.
You want D or Don?
Don.
Not yeah. DG?
No, just Don.
All right, I got it right now.
Son.
Oh, man, I tell you something. I can't keep solid foods down, but my body accepts sweets. I'm 69.
I'm 69
years young, feeling pretty good. Listen, I got a couple more requests for you, Don, all right?
Now, is that message going to be sent to Michael Hughes' BlackBerry?
Yeah, in order to send that to Michael Hughes, press 5. Message to send urgent, press 6. Very good. The message will be sent as urgent. Don?
Yes.
Listen, Cora Mastersberry is baking me a cake with a file in it. I don't want to get out of this rehab. I can do my better work for Ward 8 and my citizenry by getting out of this situation right now. So I'm going to come down there. I want to thank Joe Arger for bringing me all the nose candy I can handle.
Hold on, Dave. Just one second.
Yeah.
Mary Berry, hold on a second.
Pop it off.
Mary Berry, hold on a second.
Standing by, smiling, sweating.
Hello? Hey, Joe?
Yeah.
I think what you got to do, he sounds to me like he's going a million miles an hour.
I do not.
He probably did all of that coke that you brought him already
at once.
What are you, mind reader? What do you got, a camera? You got which camera?
Don't you score him some downers or something, some sleeping pills.
You got a camera.
Okay.
Bring him some Valiums or something.
I'll take those too.
All right, bye, Joe.
I'll take those too.
Bring him down.
I will take those too. Dallas, you going to bring me some tranquilizers? Bring me some of them oxycodones.
Help you mellow out.
Man, I like that. I'd like to mellow out right now.
Now the delivery boy.
Oh, man, I tell you, I am going a mile a bit. I tell you, I feel my heart pounding in my chest. Look who came in my hospital room. Look who came over here right now. Hello there. What of it? Whole bottle of pills. Hi, Joe. Hi, Mary Berry. How you doing? I want to say thank you very much for bringing these. What are these, Joe?
They are Valium.
Valium. How many I need to take?
As many as you need.
I'll take 6 right now. Hold on a second. Don, are you there?
I'm here, Blackberry.
Don, you agree I need to slow down. Isn't that right?
Yes, you're flying
damn
way too high.
Proof caps, just fingers bleeding, nails spitting right up the middle. My nails is brittle. Brittle is peanut brittle. Hold on a second. I'll pop this open right now. There we go. Hold on. Listen up. All right, let me see. I'm going to count them out. How many do I need? 1, 2...
3, 4,
5, 6. I would take 8. Hold on a second. I'll take 8
Valiums.
I ate my mouth right now. I want to take a drink.
Now, let's see if he comes down a little bit, because he's speeding.
That's all eight. I took all eight. Man, I tell you, but I'm still excited. I don't understand why this isn't working quick, because I took all eight, and I chewed two of them.
It'll take a minute.
All right, I went down there. Take a minute. Who's that? Who's that in the background? This is Don's Blackberry. Who's that?
That's Buzz.
Is that Buzz?
It's me. It's Buzz. I'm there.
Buzz.
Oh, now it's kicking.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm foot apart.
Do I have any messages?
I don't know.
I think eight was too many.
Has Hughes written back?
One volume under each eyelid. I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Has Hughes emailed me back yet?
Yep. I can't read it, though. He's quick. He responded right away. Hold on a second. To the
Wow.
I love you. I think
I'm going to turn my BlackBerry off.
Probably.
I think I'm going to turn the BlackBerry off.
Why everybody pick it off me?
I don't know.
Get me dressed.
I don't know. Sugar pie, honey bun.
Goodbye, Black.
Honey bunch in your ear.
Wow. BlackBerry. There you go. Well, as you can tell, I think I had a couple of messages.
I don't think you were able to get any real messages out of that, though.
I hope that message to Hughes got sent.
Who knows? I'm certainly... Well, it sounded like he did respond. It just couldn't be deciphered.
And man, oh man, is Joe fast on the courier service.
Well, you know, it's when he's enthusiastic about a project, he can respond quickly.
He got him Coke, and then he got him a bottle of Valium.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, well, the mayor's not doing too well.
No.
And we still call him the mayor.
The mayor, of course.
That's what he'll always be.
Mayor for life.
Mayor for life.
Mayor for life. My night owl. Oh, my BlackBerry. My sweet, sweet.
It's going to need
my
some words.
BlackBerry. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Power 95, Maze Patrol lines open for your convenience at 381-1420. In 3 years, she's gone from like a virgin to a pistol-waving mama. The lady has the moves, and I got the motion, and together we'll be causing such a commotion that the authorities will love to run us out of town. Madonna from Power 95. Power 95 with the Maze. Hi, who is this?
I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
Have I seen you before?
Oh, yes. Many times.
Many times?
Many times.
I don't recognize a voice. Okay, is this Marianne?
No.
Have I had fun with you within the past 2 months?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to 1,000. Are you Michelle?
No.
Are you Katie?
No.
Are you Annette?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting for you.
Because of you, I'll be right over. Power 95 with the Maze getting ready to step out in style. Got my clean shirt on, new shoes, silk suit, black tie. My diamond ring is on. Grab my top hat and coat and my white gloves. Ladies, come running as fast as they can, because they're crazy about a sharp-dressed man. ZZ Top and High Class from Power 95. Power 95, Kalamazoo weather. I know spring is just a couple of weeks away, but it's still going to be a tad cool driving around town with your top down tonight under clear skies, low 25. For Friday, halfway decent, mixed clouds with a high 50. Right now, 45 downtown, 41 at the airport, and 42 at Power 95. Base patrol lines open, 381-1420. Kalamazoo's power connection is Power 95 WKPR Kalamazoo. Bays at 5 p.m. with more of your favorites on the way from Whitney Houston, Bruce Springsteen, and Whitesnake from Compact Disc. Plus your chance to win a weekend for two to Los Angeles in minutes.
So keep in touch on your power connection. Power 95. Power 95. KPR Tigers take on the White Sox this afternoon in Florida in baseball action. While the Pistons are in Dixie doing battle with San Antonio, and the NCAA regional semifinals get underway tonight in Pontiac. Here's Michael. Power 95, Mays on a roll at 537. I knew very early in life I was different when my parents told me I was born at night, carrying a microphone and wearing sunglasses, ready to party. Corey Hart off the power lines from KPR.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Robert, the Angry Mailman for the Don's and Mike Show.
Stand by for spontaneous mediocrity with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
What I'm going to do now is take the microphones like this. Scoop. No, I pressed the wrong one. Like boom, boom, boom.
Now, are we going to identify by name these people in the cage?
Negative.
We are just, you're just going to pick up the lines.
We're going to put four people together.
And see who lasts the longest.
Correct.
And, I mean, and when, you know, by lasting the longest, we will unload people as we see fit.
Yes, and that's the beauty of it, that they will not be able to hear us as we discuss them.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
So, as we...
And please, no profanity.
Right, ready for the cage match. Now, remember, this would mean, the doorbell means... They're entering.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll play the doorbell, and they'll hear it to know that they're in the room.
Very good. And when you're in the room by yourself, you got to do the talking.
So now the line's on. The guy heard the doorbell.
And if he doesn't talk, you're going to unload him.
There you go. Okay, now, you got to turn your radio down, ass.
Hello?
Okay. Put them on with somebody else. Now there's two of them in there.
Very good.
Two of them in there not saying a goddamn
Hello.
Thing.
Hello. 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 Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Who am I speaking with?
Scott.
Scott, this is Randy. How you doing, sir?
I'm going to add a third
not
now.
Too bad, you?
I'm where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ontario.
I'm calling from Reston, Virginia.
Hey. Well, I think you're a complete idiot.
What's the word?
You're an idiot.
Why would you say that?
Because this is a brawl, buddy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That ain't good.
You can't be too nice.
Now, there are four people on together.
We can be nice to some people.
The chat
Bill O'Reilly,
full.
Get out of my room.
Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Oh, we have one
more.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, there's a rooster in the hen house.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, your mother's a hoe.
Hen house.
And you from Ontario.
How'd you know? Well, I took a battle last night.
Oh.
Hello?
Hey, you're my
boy. Hey, what's up, baby? Hello?
Hey, we can hear you loud and clear. But clearly,
I'm going to get rid of the first guy.
I have a lot of voices going on at one time.
Oh, well, I'll just talk to you then.
Oh, well, that would be good. Oh, wonderful.
A new person.
Where are you from?
This is Gidget from Fredericksburg.
Hey, hold on. Let me get the door. Hey, what's up?
I'm just driving home, getting ready to take care of my two wonderful children and probably kill them by the night's over. But you know how that goes, being a mom.
It's a cage match.
You have kids?
I have children, yes. I'm in the Navy.
Yeah.
Up to you. Yeah, they're okay, though.
No, I don't know.
Hey, hold on a second.
Mike.
Somebody's at the door. Hey, come on in.
She's still in.
How you doing?
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Later, jackass. Hey, who be there?
Hello?
Hello there. Who's there?
Hello.
What's going on here?
Hello there.
He's doing much better,
man. I think your guys' mother's out for a night's walk.
Somebody say your guys' is...
Okay.
Down Robert the Mailman. Shut the hell up.
Hold on.
How many we got in there now?
I just shut them all out.
Yeah. You're going to start with a whole new crop?
We'll start over again.
All right, very good.
But I love it. I love it that the people are just talking to each other. Good. Good. And people were trying to take control of the chat room / squared circle.
Little competition.
So here we go again. Now, remember, the doorbell means you're entering the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
There you go. There's only one person in the room right now. He's
Hello?
In there. He's in there by himself. We are not going to talk to him.
Hello?
Okay, now, here comes his first companion.
There's a brother in the hen house. Hello? Hello?
This is Tom. I'm in Vegas.
There's a brother in the hen house.
Yeah?
That's right.
And here comes another person now. This will make three.
Hi, sexy ones.
Hey, what's up, baby?
What's going on?
Ain't no...
There's a brother in the house?
There's a brother in the hen house.
We don't need no brothers in the house.
Uh-oh.
There's a hen in the hen house.
J.D. Holmes.
Oh, brother's loud in this house.
That's right. The brother's always loud.
Four now.
He's always loud. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, hello, hello. Is anybody there?
Hey, sweetheart, can you imagine I'm an NBA star? You're a white chick and get on my arm. What's up,
man? A white chick getting on your arm, huh?
All right, we lost one.
I don't know which guy.
Are we down to three now?
I can handle NBA stars.
I'll add one more, Mike. We got four now.
Eventually, we're going to have
so
them all.
This is me, Alexandria. Who else is here?
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine. This is Bill from Annandale.
Oh, hey, Bill, how's it going? Who else is here?
There's like Team Spirit on this phone.
God, bring it.
Hello, can anybody hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Nikki from Alexandria.
We have three on the line left, Mike. I'm not going to add any more.
All right, so now it's the last person standing. Yeah. Nobody seems to get the concept of
this?
The battle.
What's your name?
Joe.
Who's too kind.
Yeah.
What do you do,
Joe.
Bill?
Huh?
What do you do, Bill?
You know what?
I'm in real estate, Bill. What do you do?
It may be out of their depth.
What?
Well, if you know something that I don't, I'd be obliged to hear about it.
These people should get out of my country.
These people should get out of my country.
Get out of my country.
Okay, I'm going to just get rid of one of these lines now.
All right.
Somebody's leaving.
Now it's down to two?
Down to two.
Hey, have you guys ever seen Don and Mike in person? You been to their shows, their appearances?
This is a cage match, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Come on now.
It is a cage match.
Knock her out, dude.
Mike actually played it with my boyfriend. He sat in on drums in my boyfriend's band.
Come on, knock
Come
her
again?
Out. Knock her
he
out.
He sat in on drums
Nobody seems
for
to
my boyfriend's
throw
band, Chief State, out at Elmira's in Manassas.
I didn't do that because of the plug, Mike. However... You people do not seem to understand.
Nobody gets the game.
It's a chat room, and we've done that before where people just chat.
Right, that's been fun, too, but if they don't understand, this is a put-down deal.
Chat room / cage match.
Everybody's saying, hi, how are you? That's not what you do. That's not how it works.
There were one or two people in there who said, hey, this is a cage match.
Yeah, right.
I'm here to win.
And then they would back off.
We're going to put... Rob, just give me 1 minute on the clock.
You got it.
We'll just do one... I need the tick, tick, tick thing.
Everybody that's on hold now that's getting ready to do this, this is a cage
Mike,
match.
This is the thing. They're not on hold.
Oh, they're not on hold.
They're not on hold.
That's right. They're all... well, if you're listening, but then that'll be two minutes from now.
The delay.
Jesus.
I know. But listen, this is when the show's at its best.
Yes, absolutely.
When we're doing something that we really can't control.
I wish we had a shorter delay. That's all. You know, we
I asked the secretary yesterday. You heard what she said.
Well, you sent her nice flowers.
Here we go with 60 seconds. Again, be the last person standing to win the trip to Vegas. Here's our first one in.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon speaking with another really lame groaner.
Okay.
Hello there.
Why do you people even care who each other are?
Hello there.
And why you people care?
Hello there.
Who I'm talking to?
Hello there. Who there?
On in 30 seconds.
Who there? Who there?
I'm fast.
Got a brother in the woods, pal.
Who are you?
Harry Morgan here.
I got a warm glass. Shut the hell up, would you?
We're down to three.
I beg your
Oh, how about a warm glass and shut the hell up?
You get rid of hello there.
It's about time he stopped talking. I hope they actually got rid of him. Who are you? You clown? The chicken in the hen house.
We're down to two.
All right. Eject.
Hold on.
Wow. The guy's hanging up.
Who else left?
Hey, you know what, dude?
What's up?
You're the only one that's left.
Are you the guy that said this is a cage match?
Yeah. Hello?
Thank you.